with hundreds of suspects in this country. Live to the Foreign Desk and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Nick, this was a vicious and massive child porn ring. Graphic videos showing the worst kinds of child sex abuse. The victims as young as 5 years old. The suspects, more than 2,300 of them, from 77 countries, including the U.S. Child Internet Safety Advocate Pari Aftab says she's thrilled, but not surprised.
I'm thrilled that law enforcement is doing a great job in finding people who are trading in child porn. And I'm unfortunately not surprised because we know how much is out there.
The Austrians say they've turned over the names of 607 Americans the FBI said to be following up.
Well, the love triangle saga of Lisa Nowak takes her home today.
Miss Nowak, did you attend the
morning? The astronaut left the county jail in Orlando yesterday. Today she returns to Houston, where everybody, it seems, has an opinion of the attempted murder allegations against her.
Sounds like maybe she lost her mind for a while.
No man's worth that.
Former astronaut Dr. Norman Thagard says Nowak's apparent obsession apparently caught her superiors by surprise.
If you suspected anything like this, you certainly wouldn't fly that person in space, but I suspect this is something that just never showed up before, so this is sort of arising out of the blue.
We're live in Orlando with CBS's Peter King, and Peter, where does the case go from here?
Well, Nick, Nowak faces several charges, battery, attempted kidnapping, and of course the big one is attempted murder. We're waiting to learn about hearing dates here. Meantime, NASA has grounded Nowak, putting her on 30-day leave, pulling her off of active flight status and mission-related duties, with another shuttle flight due in about 5 weeks. Like everyone else, they're waiting to see how it all shakes out. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Eyes open, gotta have Java, right? But what are the consequences of that caffeine kickstart?
As you sip your morning cup of coffee, ponder this. Does that caffeine help your health or hurt it? If you're over 65 and don't have really high blood pressure, it might keep you from dying of a heart attack, says a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Reviewing data on some 6,500 patients, researchers at Brooklyn College and the State University of New York found that four or more coffee servings per day reduced heart disease mortality risk 53%. One theory why?
As we get older, our heart rate tends to go down and our blood pressure tends to show more dramatic switches and drops. It may minimize those changes.
Researcher Dr. John Kasotis, Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
If you leave a doctor's appointment with more questions than answers, you're not alone. Live to CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett with a look at a study of patients' health IQs.
Well, remember, when you go to the doctor to find out what ails you,
it's your body.
And you've got to listen to what advice is offered. But many patients don't follow up. Dr. Dennis O'Leary is with the Joint Commission and says
the most important thing for patients to do is to speak up.
At times, language or cultural differences may inhibit what patients hear from a doctor, but
you need this information.
So O'Leary stresses, ask those pertinent medical questions and
wait until you get an answer that you can understand.
Nick?
You might not think so, but sack time for kids can play a role in weight gain.
If they don't get enough sleep over a five-year period, children are much more likely to have high body mass index.
Sleep appears to influence future weight.
Emily Snell, head of the research team at Northwestern, isn't sure why. It might be that kids are up late and have more time to snack, but she says it may be a hormone problem caused by not getting enough Z's. Dan Revive, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan. Sleep helps kids do well in school, and a new study says the U.S. could save $45 billion a year if the number of high school dropouts were cut in half.
It's essentially a matter of investing now and within a fairly short period of time, getting a payoff for it.
Henry Levin at New York's Teachers College figures higher tax revenues and reduced health care costs, welfare, and criminal justice if more teens graduate. Some states say tougher high school standards have sent dropout rates up. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. He may be gone, but he's not forgotten, especially by us Colorado taxpayers. It now turns out the bonuses paid out by former GOP Governor Bill Owens to top political appointees were a lot more than previously reported. Denver Post now says Owens approved $187,000 taxpayer dollars to his appointees and more than 40 employees in the governor's office. Paper previously uncovered $64,000 in bonuses. That former Forest Service employee charged with Colorado's worst wildfire may have to stand trial in federal court. A judge has ruled Terry Lynn Barton violated a plea agreement by appealing the state's 12-year sentence handed down to her for starting the Hayman fire which burned more than 130 homes and charred 137,000 square acres. And one of Colorado's most wanted fugitives is back behind bars this morning. Littleton police found Richard Roy yesterday in a cemetery.
Officers originally responded to the Littleton Cemetery, which is down in about the 6,000 block of South Prince Street, on a call of a man down. Apparently, some groundskeepers at the cemetery had seen this individual who turned out to be Mr. Roy.
Littleton PD says Roy had a self-inflicted gunshot wound about a month ago. He managed to take off his ankle bracelet and escaped. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. We do have a rough start. Eastbound 6 just east of Monaco have a wreck there, possibly involving a police car. One on the ramp northbound I-25 to Founders Parkway down south, and a rollover crash off the highway Santa Fe about a mile north of Mississippi. So all areas to watch for delays. Still have some slick spots, too, around Parker southbound 225. Be careful through there. Also at the high country at the tunnel and across Summit Passes. And very dense fog, poor visibility right now greeting you on I-70 through the eastern plains. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Whether
investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha. Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there.
Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Yeah, poor John M. Just got your driveway cleared, and once again, and you know, my driveway is still, half of it is still covered, and the alley in back of my house has still got snow back there with ruts and everything else, and I can't get my car out.
Yeah, because you're not getting any sunlight back there.
There's no sunlight back there.
How disgusting is this whole city and the whole Front Range going to look when all this stuff kind of melts out? Because now they're going around, they got, you know, they're hiring these private companies to go out and clean up stuff. So I'm driving around yesterday, and there's just huge piles of ice, just like, you know, muddy ice everywhere. It's so ugly. But, you know, what are you going to do with it?
Well, here's what I heard. Now, you can take this with a grain of salt. Pardon the pun. But a guy sent me an email. He says that he's a city employee. He told me that where Hickenlooper and the city blew it was they did not get out in front of the first storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did not plow continuously. And what they did was they got caught behind, and once you get caught behind, it's virtually impossible to catch up.
Yeah, because they gave the guys, you know, Christmas off.
Exactly.
And that...
the first storm hit the 21st. What, the second one was like the 28th, so
yeah.
You had the holiday in there. So no, there's like four or five days they weren't doing anything.
The second one was the 29th.
Yeah.
It actually started the night of the 28th. It was the 29th. How do I know that? Because that was the morning the Mary and I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drove to the hospital in the snow and in the storm. And
power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not careful, even if you're driving an SUV, if you're not careful, you know, your alignment,
You can bust an axle.
Yeah, tear out your suspension.
The Hickenlooper went before the city council and asked for another $10 million to clean everything up.
But you know he should have done
five.
But he should have done all of this up front.
Yeah.
He should have. They should have been in front of this thing. They knew it was coming. It was no secret. They knew it was going to get bad. Okay, granted, they didn't know that we were going to have as much as we got. No, nobody could have predicted that.
No.
Okay, but he knew it was coming. They knew the second one was coming. Where was the response?
Where was Wellington Webb when we needed him?
You know, that hour we did with Wellington Webb yesterday was probably the best hour I've had in radio, and I don't know how long.
He was great.
I love him.
I've never really met him. That was the first time I've ever.
Oh, I love him. And I'm starting his. I started his book last night, and I really, really love him. And I miss him from not being in public life. And he was the best to me.
He was like
when I was here last time.
A consummate politician. I mean that in the good sense.
He's a character. He's a funny, engaging guy. He's got a million stories. He's smart. He knows how to do government. He knows how to make government work.
He'd have been ahead of the storm.
Yes, he knows how to be responsive to the public. He listens. He has his critics, and anybody who runs for public office and anybody who holds any job has their critics. But to me, he's one of the best mayors I've ever lived under, and I've lived under them all, really, if you think about it, including Feinstein when she was mayor in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Her predecessor before that.
Moscone.
I've lived under Daley. Let's see. I've lived under Daley twice. I've lived under Jane Byrne once. I came when just as Michael Blandick was getting ousted. So
you've seen a lot of different mayoral styles.
Yeah.
Feinstein was pretty good mayor of San Francisco, but she didn't have the personality that is required for that job. You know, Willie Brown, when he was the mayor, he was the archetype of what San Francisco wants in a mayor.
Do you think Hickenlooper is the archetype of what Denver wants?
I think he's doing a good job.
Or do you think he's tarnished now because of the backlash of the snow?
Yeah, I think he's the halo is definitely the bloom is off the rose and the glow is off the halo. But I think he's doing a pretty good job.
I think he's got two things. I think he's got two strikes against him: the handling of the snow.
Yeah,
and then the second one may not be his fault, but it's a definite mark on the city. And that is the Electoral Commission.
Oh.
And that whole screw-up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something, again, he's not a professional politician like Webb was. Webb could have seen that coming and headed it off at the pass, probably.
Yeah, and the thing I also like about Wellington Webb is he sat here and he said some of the criticism that was leveled at me and my administration, we brought on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Refreshing honesty.
Which you don't hear that much these days.
No.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, too, let me throw this in real quick. We've engaged in a ton of criticism of Ken Salazar. Okay? But just like everything in life, things are not black and white.
No.
As we want to portray them to be.
As our president would like to portray
yes.
them.
Yes, and Ken Salazar is a good guy and has some really good things about him. And I don't know how many of you watched Hardball last night, but I watched it.
I didn't see it.
And it was Ken Salazar and Kit Bond, the senator from Missouri, and they were debating this whole thing that went on in the Senate. And I'm going to tell you something. Salazar ate Kit Bond's lunch. No, I'm not kidding you. Salazar really whooped up.
You know, I think people underestimate Salazar because he's not that dynamic of a speaker.
Well, I'll tell you what, he was a sandblaster last night, man.
I love it.
He was great. And anybody who saw that, you had to, one, be proud to have him as your senator. You know, be proud that you're from Colorado and also be proud that you're a liberal and a Democrat. because he really, really went to town on Kit Bond, and Bond lost that debate. So good for Ken Salazar.
Yeah.
And I intend to say that a couple of times this morning. I'm really getting to the point of liking him.
Yeah.
I really
too.
Am.
Me too. At first I thought, well, you know, this guy should be, he's more like a moderate Republican than a Democrat. But then I was thinking, no, he's a centrist. He's an old-fashioned centrist.
I disagree with some things, but that's fine. You know what? He'll talk about it at least.
Yeah.
So I really like him.
And he's not basing his opinions on the polls.
Yeah, and people, you know what? If you're up this morning this early and you're out there, you should send Ken Salazar an email. And
now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Tree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, partly cloudy. High today, 51. Another warm day. And boy, it was warm. Was it nice yesterday? It was. And it felt like it was 70 outside, and it wasn't. All right. Our poll question is up at am760.net. You can go to the J. Marvin page and vote. And let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. This is not a political question. Well, now I see the phone ringing. because I want to talk about this. This is not a political question, but this is kind of a question. This would be a social question, I think, is how you would put this. And I don't deal with these issues very often, but everybody seems to be talking about this. And Mary and myself, I mean, we talked about this three or four times last night. As most of you know, I'm a big believer in mental health. I really believe in mental health care. I believe in it so much that at times I've thought about going into it. I just think that mental health is the answer behind a lot of people's problems and a lot of the country's problems, and that we never really have any discussion about this. Now, this story that is all over the news about this astronaut, Lisa Nowak, she's free on bond, and she's in seclusion after appearing in court to face charges including attempted murder of a romantic rival. I'm sure that you've read this in the paper. I'm sure you've seen it on the cable news networks. I'm sure you've heard about it on probably even the local news. This whole idea that she drives 900 miles, that she's wearing diapers, which, by the way, I never knew this, but shuttle astronauts wear diapers upon reentry. Adult diapers. I never knew this. But that she's, you know, put a wig on, she did all of this stuff. Okay, she throws her entire, basically throws her entire life away. She's got three kids. She throws her entire life away. Everything she's worked for. Because let's face it, not everybody becomes a shuttle astronaut. To pursue this love interest thing. I mean, to get into this romantic triangle. Now, according to the arresting affidavits, Nowak drove from Houston to Orlando after discovering that this rival shipment's flight plans on this astronaut, O'Fellens, I think is his name, his computer. Anyway, listen, she printed out detailed maps. She did all this stuff. Does anybody out there think, or am I just by myself on this, does anybody out there think that the first thing that that judge should have done and the first question that ought to be answered or asked about her is her mental competency ought to be looked into? I mean, if somebody goes off and does something really radical like this, don't you think you should examine their mental stability? I'm not saying that she shouldn't be charged with attempted murder and the other charges. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to committing crimes, when it comes to doing this kind of stuff, is there such a thing as mental competency? I think there is. And I wonder why, and I'm no lawyer and I'm no judge, but I wonder why nobody came forward and nobody said, wait a minute, she really needs to see a psychiatrist. Now, maybe her defense attorney will do this. Maybe he'll order this. Maybe the court has ordered it, and I don't know about it. But it's just, how do you explain somebody acting this way? I mean, she was carrying a plastic bag. Inside the bag, officers found a tan trench coat, a new steel mallet, a new folding knife, a 4-inch blade, 3 to 4 feet of rubber tubing, several large plastic garbage bags, and about $600 in cash. And to me, all of this just doesn't add up. Now, here's one of her neighbors. Here's what one of her neighbors has to say about Lisa Nowak.
She's totally out of character, and you know, she's always just been a wonderful person and very shocking.
Now, most neighbors usually say that about people who commit crimes. Well, I had no idea, and blah, blah, blah. And then you got to ask yourself, Well, how well do most of us in this day and age in 2007, how well do we know our neighbors? Because I don't know my neighbors very well at all, except the people across the street, and that's only to say hi to them.
Yeah.
The question I'm asking here is, don't you think that this judge yesterday, or don't you think somebody should order a psychiatric examination of this woman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you, like, sit there and say, okay, you know, we're going to charge you with attempted murder?
No, I mean, she had to stop a few times to get gasoline, so she could have used the bathroom. So, to me, the tip-off was wearing the adult diaper.
Well, you know, that astronauts wear adult diapers upon reentry.
Yeah, but...
But still, driving 900 miles...
She had to stop for gas. I'm sure that there would have been bathrooms. She didn't have to do that. You know, that indicates something.
Okay, so So here's the question. Am I injecting too much compassion into the system here, or am I right? Because to me, the first thing you would do is you would ask for a mental competency test. I mean, do you think that, I mean, is this the actions of somebody, you know, this goes into all kinds of crimes too. Is this the action of somebody who you would consider to be mentally competent and normal?
No. No, this is off the wall, off the planet. Pardon the semi pun.
Yeah. So she's out on this $15,000 bail bond. First it was $10,000, then they upped it, and she's in seclusion. And you saw her last night. You know, she has her jacket over her head and the whole thing, you know, the perp walk. And I just wonder about this kind of stuff. I wonder about why it is that when people commit crimes, particularly when they commit these kinds of things, when they're doing this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you're walking around at 3:45 in the morning wearing a wig, glasses, a trench coat, all this kind of stuff. Why is it that mental health is never raised as an issue in any of these things? And I know that the hardcore, okay, law and order people
lock them up.
Yeah, would be screaming.
Throw away the key.
But you can be mentally you can be mentally sick and you can be mentally screwed up and still be able to hide it and act like a normal human being, and then do something irrational. Why would you throw your whole career away like this?
Yeah, yeah. Well, at first, when I saw the before and after pictures in the paper yesterday of her astronaut corps photograph, and then the picture of her mugshot, it was like, doesn't even look like the same woman, you know?
I was thinking.
She looks like she's on serious drugs. But then seeing the video of her in court yesterday, she looked fairly normal. So drugs don't seem to be the issue here.
We just don't have any debate about mental health. We don't have any discussion about it.
No.
It's like, okay, you did it. If we find you guilty, you go to jail, and that's the end of it.
Well, remember, it used to be in the old days that there was that feeling that insanity was like divine madness. That
That insanity was like a reasonable response to reality. Oh, they're going to plead insanity. They're reaching.
Yeah.
They're reaching. They're inventing this.
People used to be more sympathetic, I think, to the mentally ill than they are now.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think there's any sympathy towards them for them at all.
No.
It's very hard to engage anybody in a discussion about mental illness.
Look at Andrea Yates. You know, she drowns her kids in a bathtub.
That's another. It's not excusing what somebody does, but it's trying to look at the root causes. And I think if we looked at the root causes of a lot of this stuff, which is mental health, we'd have a lot less people in jail.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Maybe you think that I'm totally and completely out to lunch, and so is John M., and so is my wife, Mary. But we'll zero in on this and get your opinion. 634, it's 34 minutes past the hour. Let's go to Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We have several spots for delays. Eastbound 6 just east of Monaco. Actually, I believe that's east of Colorado at Holly. We've had a wreck there involving a police car. Signal lights are down, so expect that to be bogged down for a bit. One on the ramp northbound 25 to Founders Parkway. We had a rollover Santa Fe north of Mississippi, and we've got a crash now involving a pedestrian, unfortunately, at Colorado and Florida. So steer completely away from that intersection. Weather today, partly cloudy, a little cooler, high of 53. Right now, partly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school. Call Sil-
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Mary and I already have done that, and you should do it too. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model use vehicles in all of Colorado. And when I say late model, I mean late model. And they're really nice, and the selection is huge. Over 650 models, models on the lot. Just about anything you can think of. The list is enormous. And there's something there for everybody. And the best part about this is you save money. Because if you drive a car, if you buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. You take an economic hit. But at Rockies, you let somebody else take the hit, and then you pick up on it. They also have their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see my friend Marv Alshear. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, any of the folks working out there, and there's over 100 of them. And some of these people are cool. You never even meet them. Guys like Kyle and Izzy and Isaac and Don, and they all work kind of behind the scenes. But everybody out there from A to Z really, really works hard because that's what Rockies is all about. It's about making you happy, and that's one of the reasons why they do so well because they have repeat business over and over and over again, and Mary and I certainly fall into that category. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6:38, 38 minutes past.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
I don't know. I don't think that this is a mental health issue. I think it's, you know, a typical ego thing where she's competing with somebody else and, you know, she just stops thinking. I mean, clearly, if you look at the planning that went into it, you know, I don't know how you can be, you know, mentally off kilter in the action but be so mentally sound when you make the plans that you make.
Well, because there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people in the world who, not only throughout history, some of them have been famous, but also most of them innocuous, but people who are mentally ill can plan. I mean, they can. As a matter of fact, you talk to some people who are mentally ill, they have all kinds of elaborate plans, and they're able to put things together meticulously. But the thing they're not able to do is they're not able to deal with reality, and they're not able to deal with life.
And well, I agree. I've got somebody in my family that's schizophrenic. I mean, it's movie. She's so bad, it's like you see in a movie. I mean, the first time I saw her start talking about, you know, people in her head and things like that, I was floored because she was dead serious. But I just can't see it with this lady. I mean, think about this for a minute, Jay. She's with NASA. There's no way she got to where she got to without extensive, background checks and evaluations. And I think in this case, she just thought that she couldn't stand for another woman being in there. And, you know, she obviously wasn't thinking clearly, but I can't believe that she didn't know what she was doing was wrong.
Well, you know, these people in the astronaut corps, they're tremendously high achievers. These are incredibly driven people, much more so than the rest of us. And somebody like that could probably hide stuff like that.
Plus, you don't know when it started. Yeah, when it started. Yeah. A lot of people, it starts at different times in their lives.
But that's part of the reason why I don't think that it's mental illness with this lady, because just like what John was saying a minute ago, can you imagine? I'm not sure how old this lady is, but
43.
Clearly is 43 as a NASA astronaut. Prior to this lady coming into this love triangle, has this lady not succeeded in anything she's ever done before?
Well, you know what?
Probably not.
That I don't think any of us can answer.
She's been in the astronaut corps for 10 years.
Yeah, because we both don't know, but mental illness, I mean, this kind of stuff can come on at any time. I mean, some people get it when they're real young. Some people get it when they're a little older. It's just, let me ask you this. Why would you do something this irrational? I mean, how do you logically connect the dots to do something this irrational?
Well, I clearly think it's irrational, but I the way I look at it, or kind of what goes through my mind, is here she is. She's a NASA astronaut. She's, you know, at the pinnacle of success. She's done things that, you know, a handful of people in the entire history of the Earth have done. And then all of a sudden, she's got some guy that she likes, and she's being shrugged off for another woman. And it's probably not a situation this lady's been in for many years, if ever. She's clearly extremely successful, and I just kind of think she's probably thinking, you must be kidding. I'm an astronaut. What do you mean you're going to go with somebody else? I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I could see that, but the conclusion to what she does is not the course of action that a rational person would take.
Yeah.
Well,
let me ask you this: Do you think murder is short of people who commit murder due to economic advantage, such as shooting somebody in a robbery or trying to kill somebody for their insurance money? But do you think murder is a rational response to a problem?
No, but I think that in a lot of situations, murder is it's an emotional overload in, you know, love triangles, or when you're dealing with a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I mean, I'm not excusing it, but I think that it's a lot of times an emotional overload. But real quick, Jay, one of the things I was going to say is I know with my family member, we actually were able to get her in the hospital for a 72-hour hold. And, Jay, I'm telling you, this, she is, it's like a movie. She is so bad. She thinks people are talking to her in her head and,
yeah,
you know, just all kind. There's nothing you can do unless they agree to the treatment. And that is what the problem is. I mean, we can have the absolute best mental health facilities in the world, but the way it's set up right now, it means nothing, because if they don't choose to get the help, which most of the time they don't think there's anything wrong with them, or if they do think that there's something wrong, in the case of my family member, she thinks that, you know, anytime we would bring mental health people in to help her, or when we took her to the hospital, you know, she may take medication for a day or two, but after that, she's back into her own world.
Oh,
I've
run into tons of people like that. But I've also run into a lot of people, too, who do take their medication and are able to straighten up, and all they really needed was somebody to crack open that door and get in and try to give them, some kind of a hand. Hey, Steve, good conversation, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, have a good day. Let me get one more in here. Let me go to Carrie in Denver. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm really glad you're talking about this, and you're right. We don't have enough discussion. There's still a stigma on mental health, and mental health takes many different faces. My dad worked at Colorado State Hospital for 35 years, and people can be very smart, very, very smart in planning things. They don't have to be schizophrenic and hearing voices to be mentally ill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen all kinds of people. And I'll tell you something. One of the things I really would like to do, but I think I'm too old to do it now, but I'd like to work in a psych ward.
I don't know how old you are, but
I'm 54. I don't know if I could change careers at this point, but I really would like to work in a psych ward. I find I'm not offended, scared, irritated, or upset by people who are mentally ill at all. I don't know, there's just something about it that strikes a chord with me.
Well, I wish you would. I think you'd be great at it, and we need to talk about this more often because it's weaved in. I hear people, you know, accusing Bush of being crazy and stuff. It's like we need to talk about mental illness and get a better, clearer picture on really what it is and stop judging people for it.
Yeah, and the other thing is not only do we not pay enough attention to it, we underfund it, and there's all kinds of problems with the recognition involved in it. And Steve had some great points, but to me, this woman, you're 43 years old. You do something like this, it's not, there's something wrong with her idea of how to solve the problem. And to me, it just wouldn't hurt. And maybe, as I said earlier, maybe the defense will do this. But if I were the judge, the first thing I would have done was I would have ordered a psychiatric examination to see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Jay, just thanks for talking about it.
You bet.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, if she was a teenager, okay, this would be, I'm not saying excusable behavior, but...
Well, what she did is not excusable, but here's the problem. What she did was not excusable, but here's what the problem is. The problem is that we don't bother to take the time to try to understand why it is people do certain things, and then through gathering the knowledge and finding out what they do, then we can apply it and correct it. And probably the greatest example of this was when I was in Milwaukee, I met the then District Attorney McCann, and he was the guy who put Jeffrey Dahmer away.
Whoa.
And, oh, he described some of the crimes. Oh. I mean, some of the stuff was horrendous. It was horrendous. But he made a really good point to me. He said, you know, I went to them, and I pleaded, and I pleaded, and I pleaded. Take this guy, put him in a room, let psychiatrists study him, find out why he did what he did and why this happened, and the state of Wisconsin never listened to him. Dahmer ended up going to prison and eventually was killed, and we will never to this day have any answer, as really any concrete answer, as to why he did what he did. There's only speculation.
Yeah.
Because we never studied him. And I think we should take people who are mentally ill, particularly people who are criminally mentally ill, and we should study them and find out why it is they do what they do.
Yeah, I think the legal system, there's too much of a presumption of this person is evil beyond redemption. But as you're saying, that shouldn't preclude scientific study of them to find out possibly why they're evil beyond redemption.
Yeah. The only people I would like to see get the death penalty in this country are child molesters.
Yeah.
6:49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. What's your opinion about this? Do you think there's something wrong with this astronaut, Lisa Nowak? Do you think she should have had a mental examination? Is doing what she did, is that rational? All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up right now. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's been a bit of a tough morning for sure. We've got a lot of issues right now. Crashes around the metro area, including one involving a pedestrian southbound Colorado at Florida. Santa Fe at Mississippi had a rollover crash there earlier this morning. And eastbound 6 was still bogged down east of Colorado. Wreck there involving a police car. Traffic signal was taken down as well, so that could be affected for a bit. Watch out for a single vehicle crash on the ramp from northbound I-25 to Founders Parkway if you're south of the metro area. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, little cooler, dense fog advisory for the eastern plains until 11 a.m. High of 53. Right now, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
How much debt do you have? $2,000, $5,000, maybe even more? If you have credit card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills, don't let them be a burden on your life. If your phone rings off the hook with creditors calling and late and over-limit fees are piling up, call American Financial Solutions right now for a confidential consultation. 800-990-0351. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. Now you can stop the collection calls, lower your interest rates, stop the outrageous fees, and pay off your debts. But first, you must call right now. 800-990-0351. Learn how to achieve financial freedom from one of our certified credit counselors. Take care of your credit card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills. Call 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351. Not available in all states.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, partly cloudy, high at 51. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, along with John M. and John Turk, producing, and we're hanging out here. Here's a instant message about Lisa Nowak. This is a pretty good one, too. Another question I haven't heard anyone ask, is the public's view of this situation different because the astronaut is a woman? If it had been a male astronaut, would people be more willing to attribute this to mental health problems, where it is easier for someone to believe that this is just a case of a jealous lover because she is a woman? Okay, do we look at her differently because she's a woman? Is there a gender bias involved in this too? I would assume if a man did this, I would assume there would be something wrong with him. I would assume that there. I just assume that anybody that acts in this kind of irrational behavior to drive 900 miles to try to recklessly kill another person and throw away your entire career, there's got to be a mental health question in here. Or maybe I'm just overly compassionate. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Becky and Greeley. Becky, hi.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
oh, can't complain. You know, I think she had a psychotic break. I think that, you know, any form of mental illness, be it depression, be it schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, I think that, you know, there's something that can trigger it. And maybe after years of being an overachiever and a perfectionist, this was just the thing that made it manifest. You know, I mean,
yeah, I didn't ask this question on the air, and maybe I should have asked it, and I don't know that we would get an answer, but I should have asked, is there anybody out there in their 30s or 40s that was able to hold their behavior in line until a time came where they snapped, they slipped, and they did something that either jeopardized their life or jeopardized their job?
I have an aunt who was diagnosed in her late 40s as having bipolar disorder. One day, just out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, she tried to boil herself. And, you know, she stayed in the shower till it was so hot that she blistered her skin and had to go to a burn unit. And it was only then that they found out that something was wrong. You know, she had lived, she was a nurse, she had lived her whole entire life, you know, quote, normal. And, you know, everybody, like I said, there's different triggers for different people. I knew I had a problem after my first kid was born. I had really bad postpartum depression. You know, the difference is that, I think, is that sometimes we get so used to being ourselves that we don't realize that there's a change going on in our personality. And I think that you're absolutely right. There needs to be more mental health information and public awareness, and it needs to be destigmatized.
Yeah. Well, I've slipped down the drain twice in my life. Once was here when I worked here last time, and another time was in Chicago where I tried to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you look at both of those, I mean, now I realize that those were not rational solutions to the problems that were going on. But I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there listening who one day just woke up and did something totally irrational and stupid and realized then that they needed help. And to me, this woman, somebody has got to go sit there and has got to look at her mental picture, and hopefully her defense will do that, because if you look at it, yeah, Steve's right. She planned this out and went through all of this, but what she did is not normal. What would you have a career, two kids or three kids or whatever she's got, and go off and just throw it all away?
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know what? The thing that we often overlook is, and like I was saying before, sometimes we get it into our heads that this is what's going on, that's what's going on. People that commit these crimes because they're mentally ill can be the best planners in the world, because sometimes they've got OCD along with it, too.
Yep, that's exactly right. Becky, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You
okay.
Got it. You too. Coming up next, homophobia and Snickers. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time. AM 760, Progressive Time.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. An American military spokesman says U.S. and Iraqi forces have started going after the bad guys in Baghdad.
Forces are already being put into place and will continue to put more into place as the forces arrive and the assets become available.
Live to Iraq and CBS's Kemi McCormick.
Frank, Major General William Caldwell told reporters the movement of troops has begun, but the plan will be fully implemented at a later date. Now, what is different about this operation is U.S. and Iraqi troops will remain in areas after clearing them, and it will be a rolling operation rather than having a sudden start and end.
Cammie, what's the latest on that Seanite helicopter that went down today?
It went down about 20 miles northeast of here. The military is not saying yet whether it was shot down or how many casualties there were.
In Rome, a judge has ordered an American soldier to stand trial in absentia for the fatal shooting of an Italian intelligence agent at a Baghdad checkpoint 2 years ago. More than 600 Americans have been identified as customers of a global child pornography ring with more than 20,000 Internet clients in all. Perry Aftab is with WiredSafety.org.
Too many people turn our backs to it. It's the kind of thing that we don't talk about, the kind of thing that we can't think about. It is too horrendous. But unless we pay just enough attention to recognize that this can't continue, it will.
Austrian officials who uncovered the ring say the smut was some of the worst they've ever seen. Less than 24 hours after she was charged with an alleged love triangle attempted murder, shuttle astronaut Lisa Nowak should be back in Houston any time now. CBS's Peter King joins us from Orlando. Peter, where does Nowak's career stand at this point?
Well, right now she's on 30-day leave. She's been grounded, and she's also been taken off of all mission-related activities. Officially, NASA says it's waiting to see how it all shakes out.
What are other astronauts who know Nowak telling you about this?
Well, they're not saying a whole lot at all. Chief Astronaut Steve Lindsay, who is also her mission commander, was here, and he's only saying that they're concerned about her health and well-being. Others who do know her and are willing to talk say it's totally out of character. They're just as stunned as anyone.
On the CBS Health Watch, some studies have raised alarms about drinking coffee, but a new one says it could do some good for some people. Live to CBS's Steve Kath. And Steve, how's that?
Well, it may help lower the risk of dying of a heart attack. A New York study of 6,500 patients found coffee may help people over 65. Four or more cups a day cut the mortality risk by 53%.
Now, Steve, another study today is about young people.
Right, young people and sleep. 2,000 kids tracked by Northwestern University researchers, and those who got less sleep weighed more after 5 years. They're not sure why. They say it could be hormones or late-night snacking.
Well, joke about it all you want. The bitter cold weather that's got its claws sunk deep into the Midwest and the East is serious business, blamed now for about a dozen deaths and not going away anytime soon. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury deal right now. Get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Nerlman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Snowpack across the state's mountains dipped to below normal despite monster storms that virtually paralyzed the entire Front Range during the holidays. January snowfall across the mountains below average. Snowpack levels as of the first of the month, just 91%. Bigger photos on ski passes, alert employees, improved training, and an increase in sales, all putting Vail on pace to double the amount of people prosecuted for using other people's ski passes. Well, police say 32 of 42 people busted this season have been prosecuted, compared with only three by the same time last season. State lawmakers introducing a bill to make it easier for troops overseas to vote in Colorado elections. The bill would create an exemption for military personnel who are serving overseas in a combat zone that allows them to apply for an absentee ballot without personally signing that application. A new ground radar that could give air traffic controllers better command of taxiways and runways at DIA is expected to be installed by March of 09. The upgrade is going to require vehicles that operate on the airfield, like snow removal equipment, to have transponders that would help controllers better keep track of those vehicles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. That's still a very busy start to the morning commute. We've got heavy traffic now into downtown, southbound 25. Same thing southbound 225 through the Tech Center, and dealing with a lot of collision areas. Emerson to southbound 25 still had trouble on eastbound 6th, right around Holly, had signal lights down there as a result of that crash, and you may still experience some minor delay off the highway at Santa Fe, about a quarter mile north of Mississippi. That's where we had a rollover crash. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work, but a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your name here,
J. Pierpoint Morgan.
You ever work with guys that would do that, where they would have to, parts in radio, they'd have to read the news, and the news format card would be stuck to the board, and it would say,
it's circular.
It would say, it's 12 noon at KIXZ in Amarillo, now the news, I'm, and then it would say, your name here. I'm your name here. Way to go, pal, okay? Yeah, pay attention, jerk. All right. We don't have that anymore, though, ladies and gentlemen, because there is no news, and also on most radio stations, and also because most music stations are voice-tracked.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful? And they wonder why, you know, young people are going away from music radio.
You can put together a four-hour show in about 45 minutes on most of these FM stations.
Yeah.
And the guy's coming from another city.
And unfortunately, the
union. And you know what's great about that? I'll tell you what's great about that. Occasionally, every once in a while, these guys do these voice tracks from other cities. They'll make a critical mistake about the city they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And get caught. Get busted.
Well, it was funny, you know, telling tales out of school here, our Big Stick station, you know, we used to do the news for Omaha in Denver, doing the news for Omaha. Until, of course, there was a big warehouse fire that broke out overnight, and we had no idea what was going on. And the Omaha station finally decided, which is a big Omaha station, they decided, maybe this isn't such a good idea, having people 800 miles away during the news.
Stop talking inside business and inside baseball on the radio.
Yeah.
Don't be giving away any secrets
about this business.
Don't lift the curtain and the veil of suspension of disbelief.
Pay no attention to the...
Yeah, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. So listen to your favorite music station and
believe that they're here.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
That's not fair to say that all of them are like that. Just some of them are. Right?
Right.
Okay.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. We're live. 7:10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And as I said, a high today, 51. Chance of a snow starting again on Friday night. But it's only about a 30% chance. All right, let's talk about this. You can see this ad on our website. Go to am760.net. Is it on the J. Marvin page? It's on the J. Marvin page.
Yep.
Along with a poll. If you didn't see this originally on television, you can go look at it now, and you can get an idea of it. A commercial for Snickers candy bars launched in the Super Bowl broadcast was benched after its maker got complaints it was homophobic. The ad showed two auto mechanics accidentally kissing while eating the same candy bar and then ripping out some chest hair to do something manly.
I saw the spots. One of the few spots I actually saw during the Super Bowl.
Okay. One of the alternate endings on the Snickers website showed the men attacking each other. The Human Rights Campaign and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation complained to the maker of Snickers, Hackettstown-based Mars Foods USA, a division of Mars Incorporated, which also makes M&Ms and other candies. The website also featured a video of players from the Super Bowl teams reacting to the kiss. This type of jeering from professional sports figures at the sight of two men kissing fuels a kind of anti-gay bullying that haunts countless gay and lesbian school children on playgrounds all across the country, the Human Rights Campaign President Joe Solomonese said. A GLAAD spokesman, Mark McCarthy, said Tuesday that the group believed that this kind of prejudice was inexcusable. Master Food spokeswoman Alice Nathanson issued a statement in which she said the company would stop running the ad. We know that humor is highly subjective and understand that some people may have found the ad offensive. Clearly, that was not our intent. Okay, question. Do you see the ad? Do you see the ad on the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I saw the ad on the website. Do you think the Snickers ad, if you saw it, or you can go look at it now at am760.net, do you think it's homophobic? Do you think it's offensive? 303-713-7600. Now we've got some audio from it, so let's listen to a little bit of it.
I think we just accidentally kissed.
Quick, do something manly.
Yeah, that's them ripping out the chest hair.
Yeah, good. Being manly men.
All right, do you think it's homophobic?
I didn't think so. That was kind of dumb, but it didn't strike me as being homophobic. But then again, I'm not gay. Maybe if I was gay, I'd be more sensitive toward it.
Well, this goes back to some things we've talked about earlier this week. That it depends on whose ox is being gored.
Exactly.
Because I have the same feeling. I don't see it as being homophobic, but I'm not gay. So the question is, I mean, the real core question here, I think, is honoring people's sensitivities.
Yeah.
So if a group of people come forward and they say, okay, that's gay bashing, or that's racist, or that's sexist, or whatever, is it wrong? Is it wrong of the company to back down? Or is that the right thing to do? Now, you know that a lot of conservatives get into this whole PC battle. And they get into this whole thing about, here we go again.
Political correctness.
Yeah, you know, they get into that whole thing. But is there anything wrong with being sensitive to somebody else's needs? And we all screw up and don't do it. I mean, I've done it. I've had people email me, and I've blown them off when I've said something that was out of line. And we all do it, and sometimes we don't do it intentionally. Now, I'm sure that the people who got together, put this ad together, probably were not thinking that it would offend gay and lesbian people.
No, I think they were just thinking, here are a couple of typical heterosexual, blue-collar working guys, you know. And
well, they're thinking it's going to sell candy bars.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the purpose of advertising.
All right, here's the other thing. In the gay and lesbian world, it's probably... It's considered to be manly or not manly. Okay, it's considered to be... If two men kiss, it's no big deal, and it's considered to be manly.
Yeah.
In the heterosexual world, is that considered manly? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amongst the majority of male homosexuals, it is not considered to be manly. I mean, male heterosexuals, it's not considered to be manly.
Yeah, good point. Good twist of looking at it. I hadn't, again, not being gay, didn't think of it from the gay perspective, which would be two guys kissing would be manly.
Because you know what? Any display of affection by men is considered to be non-manly. That's something women do.
I think that's changing, don't you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't strike me as being that way.
No.
But I think it strikes a lot of people. I think it strikes a lot of men as being that way. Think about that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Because you're taught, all right, look, you're taught, all right, you're taught when you're a kid. Don't cry, be a man.
No, I wasn't taught that.
Well, most boys are. Most boys are taught, don't cry, be a man.
I was taught it was okay to show your emotions.
Okay, so you're different than the rest of us. What about you, Turk?
Same thing as you. You know, I'd... Be a man, don't cry, that kind of thing.
Yeah, be a man, don't cry. Men don't kiss other men.
No.
Doesn't make any difference if you're heterosexual. Doesn't make any difference how affectionate you may feel towards that person. Generally, it's not done. If you see two men doing it, most people would look at them like they're strange.
They figure they were gay.
Right. Exactly.
In this culture, over in other cultures like the Middle East, men hold hands. Men walk down the street holding hands. Remember that famous scene of Bush at the ranch holding hands with the king of Saudi Arabia? You know, that's considered perfectly acceptable in Middle East cultures.
All right. We'll take calls coming up here. If you have not seen the ad, go to am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page. Vote on the poll. Look at the ad. 303-713-7600. One line open. Everybody hang on, and we'll take your call.
Red Defender. That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth.
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid.
You saved us. How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon. It's exploded.
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On how to deal with him, we got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. We'll listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
All right, everybody. I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Republicans continue to block debate on the Warner Levin resolution. Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin will join us to talk about it. And Secretary of Defense Gates testified before Congress that we might be able to start leaving Iraq before the end of the year with troops. Jim Webb responds to that from Virginia. And a judge says Walmart must face class action lawsuit claiming female employees were discriminated against in pay and promotion.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I doubt it. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy, high today 51. Going to be a really nice day. All right, we're talking about the Snickers ad. Is it homophobic? There are groups that allege that, including GLAAD and also the Human Rights Campaign. 303-713-7600. Haven't seen the ad? Go to am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page, vote on the poll, and also look at the ad. Let's go to the phones. Alex in Denver, thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I saw the first commercial. You know, the one that's actually on the Super Bowl. I actually thought it was pretty funny. I just took it as a backhanded joke at typical, you know, guys who are so afraid to appear, you know, afraid to appear anything manly. But then I was reading today on, you know, about the ones that were on the website and all those things they filmed of football players' reactions, and I don't know. The first one didn't seem to me to be homophobic, but all the stuff on the website, that did. That kind of took it past the farce, humor, and into the, okay, now we're just getting mean-spirited. So, I don't know.
The jeering, I think you make a point about that, about the jeering or whatever, but, you know, but most heterosexual men's reaction, though, to two men kissing would be to go, ugh.
Yeah, but, you know, on the original commercial, they just, like, pulled out their chest hair to appear manly. If you did go to the website, they've pulled them now. It had them like, quick, do something manly, and they start hitting each other with wrenches and smashing their heads in with car hoods. And then, of course, the jeering from the football players. So I think that took it past what could have been just a humorous poke at, you know, reactions to, ooh, don't be a sissy, and just got into pure mean-spiritedness. So I don't know, you know. But I thought the first one was pretty funny.
All right, so what's the bottom line here? What's your final...
I think if you take the website stuff into account, yeah, it was homophobic. I didn't think so when I just saw the one on TV, but combined with all the extra stuff that they originally had on their website and now have pulled, yeah, I think it did cross the line into homophobia.
All right, Alex, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Stephanie in Evergreen. Stephanie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I didn't see anything online on the website with the football players during or anything like that, but it just solidifies the point even more. The reason why it's so homophobic is that you guys are pretty sensitive and aware, and you didn't even think it was homophobic. You thought it was just funny. But the whole point is that they're proving that they have to do something manly after they kiss. So you're saying that if you're homosexual, you're not a man. And then to have football players jeering and to do things even more manly, I think makes it even more homophobic.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if I thought it was funny. I kind of thought it was stupid.
I thought it was stupid.
But was it homophobic?
I think the point that makes it homophobic is that they immediately jump back and say, let's do something manly. And by saying that two men kissing isn't manly.
Well, by society standards, it would be judged that way, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, society standards are homophobic. We're not a society that's accepting of homosexuals. I'm not homosexual. I have friends that are, and it doesn't bother me, but people look, it's just something that makes them different and unique and maybe a little mysterious. It's not something that's just every day.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either, but yeah. You're right, essentially, in what you're saying, and I guess what's happening to me is it's my upbringing, and it's my, you know, the way I was brought up, and the things that you pick up growing up, that you're right, it's not manly. Like I said before, it's not manly to show affection, and then what they're doing there is they're saying, well, we showed affection, so let's do something manly. So therefore, two gay men who would kiss each other, that would consider not to be manly. And, yeah, I see what you're saying. And I think that goes under the whole thing about whose ox is being gored. You're just a little bit sharper at this than I am.
Well, I think if you turn it around and look at it in perspective of race or religion, if somebody was, I don't know, I can't think of an example, but if somebody did something and they said, wait, let's do something Jewish, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
That would be crisp and clear for people.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, I think it'd be tantamount the same thing as somebody coming up to me and saying, "Let me borrow $50," and I would say, "Well, I don't have $50." Well, sure you do. You got a lot of money. You're Jewish. Jews have money.
Right.
Would it be the same thing?
Exactly the same thing, but we have a different perspective because we have sensitivity to that.
Yeah, because we've been conditioned that those stereotypes about people, about religions, and about ethnicity is wrong. But the stereotype about sexuality, and even in some case gender, is not as strongly enforced.
I think especially
gender. Or taught, I guess. Would that be the right word? Taught.
Fear is learned. Prejudice is learned. It's not that you are a prejudiced or a homophobic person, but it's just your conditioning. I don't know why. Maybe women are a little bit more sensitive. I don't know, but I just thought it was blatant homophobic.
Do parents still? I don't know the answer to this. So somebody who's a parent's got to call and tell us. Do parents still teach their kids if they've got male children? Do they still teach their children like don't cry, be a man? Does that still go on?
I don't know. I bet it does. I think that you automatically, whenever you pick up a baby, and if it's a boy or a girl, that it's gender assignment. If you were born with, you know, I don't know what it's called. I don't know the medical term for it. But if you were born that way and your parents rear you as a female, you pick up the doll and you play with the doll, and you're put down softly. But if you're a boy, people bounce you a little bit more.
Yeah, unless you were my parents who used to drop me.
Yeah, well, I had six uncles, so.
You know, who used to throw me against the wall, but that's a whole other story. All right, Stephanie.
Over the stairs.
Stephanie, great comments. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jay, I still teach my kids. Well, it's not like I teach them to be manly, but I do say when they start crying and whining and stuff, my boys, I say, quit crying. Shake it off. I don't know if that's.
No, that's not the same thing as saying to some. That's not the same thing as saying to a kid,
"Be a man."
Be a man, because that indicates then to the child that if you're and you say to them, "Stop crying, be a man," that indicates that if they cry, they're a woman.
I mean, I think I've told my 3-year-old boys don't cry.
Well, yeah, but everybody, all parents tell kids don't cry, stop crying.
But I said, you know, Tyson, don't cry, boys, don't cry.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that would be down that road. Sure it would be.
You know, I don't think he understands. He's only 3 years old. Obviously, my 2 year old doesn't understand.
Listen, we're not accusing you of doing any damage to your son.
I mean, neither one of us have kids.
I mean,
so.
Well, wait a minute. Speak for yourself, Grandpa.
Oh, all right.
We're not accusing you of doing any damage to your son. This is not the John Turk Inquisition here.
It's okay.
About raising a child.
It's fine. I mean, I know I've told him that before, and I don't know if I'm, you know, teaching him maybe something bad.
Well, I'm not a child psychologist.
But my dad did the same thing to me.
Dr. Spock is dead, so I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Here's a instant message at am760.net. As a mother of a gay son, I found it very funny. I don't know what my son would think. I thought it made the straight men kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Did,
okay,
present,
well.
did present them in a clownish light.
Isn't it a shame that we can't look at the world through other people's eyes, that we really can't walk a mile in their shoes, to use that old quote?
Yeah.
That's number one. And then number two, that, and I really believe this, that in the last 20 or 30 years, sensitivity in this country is a bad thing, and it's wrong.
I think that's happened. I think you may go back to the Reagan years.
Yeah, but I think it's wrong. I think sensitivity is wrong. I think it's wrong to be sensitive.
That's the.
I think it's wrong to be everything. It's wrong to be sensitive. It's wrong to be angry. It's wrong to be. I don't know. It just seems that people don't have any sensitivity towards other groups of people.
Yeah, I mean, look at George Bush, prime example.
Well, he has no sensitivity towards anybody but himself.
Exactly.
Well, you don't have to look at him. You can look farther down the food chain for that.
And you know, but that's lauded by the conservatives as he's a man.
Well, look at Marilyn Musgrave.
No, you look at Marilyn Musgrave.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but she would be an example of that because she runs around, or she used to. Now she's dropped this, but she used to, you know, run around with this whole gay marriage thing. And
yeah.
And wait a minute, like, suppose you were gay. Suppose your son was gay. Suppose your daughter was gay. Suppose somebody in your family. I mean, how would you feel about that? Or the idea that. Okay, this has really bothered me. The idea that white males who sit in Congress debate and vote on such things as affirmative action and gay rights.
When not happening.
When they're not gay and they're not minorities. How would they know, how would you know what discrimination would be like if you're not a person of color? How would you know?
Good point.
You wouldn't know. So how would you speak on that? How could you speak on that with any authority?
Can't. You can't speak with authority.
But they do it. They do it all the time.
Well, of course, they're blowhard politicians.
Yeah, but I think it's like, but I think it translates out to the general public.
You think that? Yeah.
And that there are some people who would see this Snickers thing as being homophobic, but there's other people who don't see it as being homophobic at all. But. And there's always going to be, you can make the case. Here's one of the cases that's always made. One of the cases always made is, okay, stop, because there's always some group of people who are going to come forward and they're going to complain about something. But in reality, if you're stepping on somebody, shouldn't you have some degree of sensitivity towards it, or no? You just say, hey, quit complaining.
No, I think you
don't be ridiculous.
You have to show some sensitivity, but. On the other hand, and there's always the other hand, sometimes you can be too sensitive to
you go overboard.
And perceive slights that aren't
you go overboard.
There. Yeah.
And I'm not in any way, shape, or form calling for the limitation of free speech. I'm just exploring these things. In the poll that's running online, no, the ad wasn't offensive, leads 67 to 33.
Yeah.
And you can go vote on am760.net. And I didn't find the ad offensive, but I'm not gay, and I don't know, maybe I lack sensitivity in that area.
No.
I just thought the ad was stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Which I think most ads on TV are stupid.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I saw. I didn't see that much of the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think if there was any commercial that I...
I can't even think of the last ad I saw that was ever... That I thought, okay, you know who does ads that are clever?
Affleck.
No.
No?
Geico.
Geico, oh,
with
yeah.
The, with the cavemen. Okay, those are
clever.
Those ads are funny as hell.
I like the Affleck, Doc.
Okay, those are funny as hell.
Yeah.
And Duracell used to have a battery ad that was pretty funny where this Martian comes down or some space guy comes down and tries to start his spaceship. I don't know if anybody ever saw that, and it has something about this battery thing or something, but most of the ads I see are like,
oh, yeah,
oh, my
up,
God.
He winds up whacking on it with a wrench or something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
that's cute.
But most of the ads are like, you know, most ads suck on TV, don't they?
I like Geico. I like Aflac. I like Frontier. Maybe I just like the animals.
The Geico caveman thing, though, is the best.
That is the best. That...
You don't like it. Turk doesn't like that. You don't like that where they're, like, standing out on the back
of... All three of those that M just mentioned, I could really do without.
You don't like the one where they're standing out on the balcony, and they're having this discussion about Geico, and then the other caveman comes up and goes, hey, Jenna's back. We're getting back together. And the caveman turns to the other and goes, can you give us a moment of privacy here? So teenage, you know? All right, we'll take your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Most ads, I mean, I just thought the Snickers ad was stupid. Yeah. 735, 35 minutes past the hour. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. Heavy rush hour traffic just about wherever you are. Eastbound I-70, Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen, and stop and go there on 225 southbound through the Tech Center. You can also expect delays around southbound 25 in Emerson. That ramp remains blocked due to an earlier wreck. Off the highway, Colorado now closed at Louisiana. That's going to be there for a bit for an ongoing investigation. Have a new one at Alameda west of Federal.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-2330.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-2330. 800-265-2330.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers and Mississippi.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy today, high 51. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, along with John M. and John Turk producing. And we're talking about the homophobia complaints about the Snickers ads. And you can see the Snicker ad on our website at am760.net. Go to the Jay Marvin page, and also you can vote there on the poll on whether you think it's homophobic or you don't think it's homophobic. Let's go to Shar in Fort Lupton. Shar, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, talking about this ad, I'm an openly gay woman, and I definitely did not find it offensive. Actually, I found it more amusing than anything. I found it more making fun of the stereotypical, you know, attitudes toward gay, you know, these two men, they kissed and they just went, oh, my God, and they right away pulling their chest hair out. And it just kind of pointed out the absurdity of it all, how, you know, it's so far to the end. That people just have to do something to make up for something else that they did.
So you believe that the human rights campaign and that GLAAD is off base?
Well, with the first ad, yes. I personally haven't seen the other ads in the comments by the football players and so forth. You know, from what I've heard so far about it, that you know that probably was stepping over the line. You know, I just you got to think of it in a different perspective. You know, if it was an ad with two women that accidentally kissed. With the male-dominated society, in that sense, they probably would have landed out making out all over the car and everything instead of being embarrassed and doing something girly. It's just kind of funny that you know it's more pointed towards how more difficult it is for a man to be gay in our society than it is a woman, because most men kind of get excited when they see two women together. So it's not as difficult for a woman to be out open in comparison to a man.
Yeah, what do you think that is about men? Why do they get excited when they see two women together?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I work in a very male-dominated industry, so I don't get, you know, I get a couple few comments here and there to be expected, but after the fact, you know, I still catch them making more homophobic comments to each other about men, and then when I say, hey, you know what, look who's right here, don't be saying stuff like that, and they just kind of like, oh, well, you don't count. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So I think it's just really hard for men to be able to be open and be gay and be themselves in our society here, just because everybody's expecting men to be so tough, so manly, and the ad showing that how ridiculous it is to that point when they do something that they have to do something so obnoxious as rip their hair out to prove that they're men. You know, it just points to the absurdity of it, and that's why I found it so amusing to make it look that it was so ridiculous that you have to do something like that. And that, and unfortunately, there are people like that in our society, but maybe it's just the obnoxiousness and how ridiculous it is. If you pointed out, maybe they might say, well, that is kind of ridiculous to go that extreme.
All right, Char, thank you. Good call.
No problem. Bye.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, I'd love to get an answer to that question, too. Why men find two women together to be exciting? Don't most men find that to be true? Of course, there are no men who would probably call up here and admit to that, but I think that it's true, and I wonder what that is. I wonder psychologically what's going on there. Let's go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Sean.
Good, long-time listener. I just decided to call in on this. I actually am gay, and I did not find that offensive at all. In fact, I found it. In fact, all three of the ads, the one, but the other one they showed is one of the guys starts drinking oil, the other one starts drinking washer fluid to, I guess, wash away the grossness.
Right.
I thought it was awesome, honestly.
So you didn't find anything offensive about it at all?
Not at all. I mean, I found it as funny as the ads they show, like where women somehow end up getting in a fight involving water and the clothes come off and they start wrestling.
Yeah,
I mean,
those ads, though, were deemed pretty controversial. That was a beer ad, wasn't it? And people got upset about that, too.
I don't know why. I thought it was funny.
Because they thought it was too racy, I think.
Could be. I don't know. I just want to give you my perspective. I thought it was funny, and the guys kind of, you know, squirmed. They freaked out.
Okay,
like,
so you're like Char. You think the Human Rights Campaign and also GLAAD is way off base on this?
Totally overreacting.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I can't dispute what you're saying because I'm not gay, and as I said before... As I said before, I mean, I thought it was stupid. But maybe I have no sense of humor.
Well, I'm not saying that. I just thought, you know, like I said, I found the similar humor is, you know, when somehow, somewhere, women end up getting in a fight and water's involved and clothes come off. I mean, to me, that's kind of like the same sort of humor.
Yeah, lowbrow.
Yeah, lowbrow humor. Well, that's a good point, John. All right, thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. 303-713-7600, two lines open now about this, whether you think that this ad was offensive or not. Here's Heidi in Denver. Heidi, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to have you back, Jay.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I missed you while you were gone. I didn't find it offensive, and I feel like I'm a pretty sensitive person, and I'm in tune when, you know, different races are made fun of, I'm offended because I have friends of those race. Or when gay people are made fun of, I'm offended because I have gay friends. But, I have to agree with you that I think that our society is becoming more insensitive. And people just don't care because they're selfish and all they care about is themselves first.
I think we're hardened.
Yeah, I think so, too. And not to get too off topic, but I had my little niece over one night. We were watching Grey's Anatomy, and two men were kissing on the show. And she was like, ew, that's gross. And I was appalled that, you know, her parents hadn't, you know, really talked to her about that. And I was like, you know, it's not gross. It's okay when two men love each other or two women love each other, honey. That's not gross. That's okay. Like, I really feel like it's our responsibility to teach, you know, the younger generations to be sensitive.
Yeah, I would agree. But of course, you know, but of course, kids' reaction though to any kind of anything like that when they're real young is like, oh, that's great. But you know, when they get older, it's like, hey, yeah, right. But I agree. I mean, we should teach kids to be sensitive. I agree. We should. I don't think it's a bad thing. But apparently, there are a lot of people in society who do think it's a bad thing.
Well, I feel sorry for those people. Really. I feel sorry for those people. I feel sorry for Rush Limbaugh because he's the way he is, and he's as insensitive as he is. I mean, I just think that really people need to take a good hard look at our world and just be a little bit more kind to each other.
You know what I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for the media that it permits it. I feel sorry for all of us that it goes basically unanswered, and we're a poorer society for it. Heidi, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, bye.
I'm line open at 303-713-7600.
I was just thinking about the little girl seeing the guy's kiss go, ooh, that's gross. Remember when you were a little boy that some of your friends didn't want to hang around girls because they thought they'd give them cooties?
Not me, man.
No, me neither. I always loved women. Maybe that's why I've been married 4 times. But remember the other day, Andrew Sullivan... He was talking about Hillary Clinton, and he said something about,
oh, she gives me cooties.
She gives me cooties, yeah. And Sullivan is a gay man.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know, vote on the poll at am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page. Is this ad, the Snickers ad, offensive? And if you haven't seen it, you can view it there, too. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 7:48. It's 48 minutes after the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, nothing too unusual for your commute right now. We're just getting slow traffic just about wherever you are, including northbound I-25 coming up through the bridges now. Of course, Tech Center traffic is definitely on the increase, but still looking pretty good through that area. Southbound I-25, really no relief either side of I-70 if you're trying to get into downtown. And our eastbound routes are at peak volume now. Boulder Turnpike, C-470, 6th Avenue for sure, all toward that I-25 corridor. Have a lot of stop-and-go traffic now on southbound 225 between Parker and Tamarack Parkway. Of course, we also have Colorado still shut down at Louisiana. That is due to an accident investigation that'll be going on for a bit. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, low of 27. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 33 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the free Diabetes Expo this Saturday at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org/Denver Expo.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
You're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes. Here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Travelers today are too pampered. In my day, there were no four-star hotels. You wanted stars. You slept outside.
When it comes to finding the best hotels, you don't want just anybody's opinion.
I saw Europe from the back of a mule.
You want the opinions of other travelers like you. And that's exactly what you'll find in the 2006 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, the only hotel awards based on the feedback of millions of real travelers on the world's largest online travel community. Get the complete list of winners free at TripAdvisor.com.
Okay, my turn, yes. 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Hey, homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. Now, the mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. But the good news is you can still get a 5.75%, 5.99 APR 30-year fixed rate with no problems until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payment if the rates go up. And if you've got those high credit card rates, well, you got to do something about that, too. So stop worrying and take action right now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how and can save you hundreds of dollars a month or more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust them. Call the Mortgage Store. You're dealing with the experts, and they make it easy. The only thing easier is getting your loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient. It's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I think we just accidentally kissed.
Quick, do something manly.
We are not to be girly men.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger. The Gropinator. 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy. High today, 51. Going to be a nice day out. Talking about the Snickers ads. Let's go to the phones. We go to Heather in Fort Collins. Heather, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning to you.
Hi.
First-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
I just wanted to say, you know, I am a bisexual, married, monogamous mother of two girls.
Wait a minute. Stop. How can you be bisexual and married?
Well,
I'm not being mean. I'm just asking.
Because bisexuality is an orientation,
yeah,
not an activity.
Oh, okay. Well, you're monogamous? Monogamous?
Yes.
So, in other words, because I'm just trying to understand this. I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're into men and women.
Yes.
But You're married to a man.
Yes.
So now there's no women.
That's correct.
How do you fulfill that desire for women?
Well, I'm happy with, I feel like I found my mate.
Ah, I see.
Very nice.
Okay, so that would be the same thing as men who like to look at women, but you look, but you don't touch.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. It's on the menu, but you can't order.
That's right.
Okay, I get it. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. All right.
Well, anyway, I was not offended by the ad. I thought the ad was kind of hilarious, and I thought that instead of making fun of gays, it actually made more fun of heterosexual men and how ridiculous they can be sometimes. I thought it made more fun of homophobia than it did of homosexuals. So I was not offended by it. I thought it was kind of dumb, but, you know, there it is.
Well, I think you could make a case that it makes fun of pokes fun at the fact that some men are
kind of ridiculous.
They're insensitive about they're insecure about their their manhood and their sexuality.
I agree totally, and I think that it's that insecurity that leads to all the problems we have. Like the guy down in Colorado Springs. Here's a man who was not allowed to explore his homosexuality. He repressed it and repressed it. And what did he end up doing? He ended up with prostitutes.
Oh, Ted Haggard.
Scandal.
Yeah, but he's cured now. Ted Haggard says he's straight.
Right.
See, I don't believe you can do that.
I don't think you can cure that. I think either you are or you aren't. And why argue with it? And I think it's, you know, varying degrees of it. It's a spectrum. You know, on one side you are completely one way, and on the other side you're completely the other way, and there's all these gray areas in between. So I don't know why everybody...
I got to ask you this again. Did you tell your husband before you... I mean, when you guys start going... Did you tell him you were bisexual?
Yeah, he's known that all along.
And what did he say?
Well, he didn't care. We have the understanding that you don't get to sample other dishes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I was in college, I've been married for a really long time. I've been married for since I was 20.
Wow.
And in college, my husband and I actually had a roommate who was gay, and he was very homophobic about it at first. But then after we lived with my gay roommate for a long time, he was like, oh, there's really nothing wrong with these people. And I said, no, there's really not. So.
Yeah.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah, I've run into gay people, too, that are homophobic. That are like in the closet and homophobic.
Yes.
And then it comes out like later. Yeah, I have too. Okay, Heather, thanks. You're great. Call again.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Damien in Colorado Springs. Damien, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome back. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thanks.
I'm like you. I felt that the commercial was more lowbrow, wasn't offensive. And I think I feel that. I think as a society, we should be more empathetic as compared to sensitive. Because empathetic is a bit of understanding, more of the golden rule type way of living. And sensitive is kind of like, you know, have to understand and experience. It's like, you know, for me, as a straight man, I'll never know what it'll be like to be gay or a woman or white or anything like that. But I can be, you know, empathetic and, you know, just like,
I would want
to be treated myself.
But I think you're right. But I also think you're reading too much into what I said about being sensitive. What I said about being sensitive, what I meant here was, and let me just be real exact, was take the time to figure out that other people with other ethnicities, sexual orientation, or gender may have a different feeling about something than you do, and to try to take the time to understand if they're offended by it, instead of having this attitude of, like, stop complaining, I think is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, just be more empathetic is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe you've got a better word for it. Maybe you do. Hey, Damien, thank you, man. Good call.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, the friendly fire video. And why did it take so long to release it? And also the gathering of DNA evidence.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sidipani. She's home now. Space Shuttle astronaut Lisa Nowak landed in Houston within the past hour. At this time yesterday, Nowak was in Orlando being charged with trying to kill the woman she allegedly considered a romantic rival. CBS's Tracy Evans has hometown reaction.
Surprise, bewilderment. People here just don't understand. They put astronauts on so much of a higher pedestal than regular folks here in the Houston area that they just can't believe that this could happen.
Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin tells Larry King Live NASA might have done more to prevent the alleged attack.
Had somebody been overseeing the performance of people under their jurisdiction a little closer, maybe they could have detected this.
Another military helicopter has been lost in Iraq, the fifth in 2 weeks. No word yet on casualties or how the chopper went down, but Major General William Caldwell does say it's a big sea night with room for 25 passengers and crew of four.
We have a CH-46 that is down. The quick reaction force is on site, and the investigation is going on as we speak.
Caldwell also says American and Iraqi forces are beginning a big push to rid Baghdad of insurgents and militiamen. At Fort Lewis, Washington, Army First Lieutenant Aaron Watada, who refused to ship out for Iraq, could take the stand today in his own defense. Defense lawyer Eric Seitz says Watada will tell a military jury he sincerely believes the war is wrong.
I want him to demonstrate basically that he's done everything he could to resolve the situation consistent with what his conscience requires of him, that he's intelligent, that he's sensitive to what other people are thinking and saying, and that he's not dogmatic.
More than 600 Americans have been identified in connection with an alleged worldwide child pornography ring uncovered by Austrian authorities. Investigators call the material they downloaded some of the worst they've seen. Perry Aftab is with an online group that tries to protect children from sexual abuse.
Not regular pornography. These are children being raped.
On the Weather Watch, Jack Frost is extending his stay across the northern two-thirds of the country, with temperatures still in the minus numbers to the teens. The furnace repairman is the most popular fellow in town.
We are very busy. So much. Every heating company can't handle the calls that are coming in right now. Business has tripled.
CBS's Steve Kathan tells us some people got a knot in their knickers because of a Super Bowl commercial for Snickers. Here's why.
The scene was an auto repair shop with two burly mechanics eating opposite ends of the same candy bar.
I think we just accidentally kissed.
Quick, do something manly.
Then they open their shirts and tear out some chest hair.
Ah!
Snickers got complaints that said the ad was homophobic. Now the Snickers people say the ad will be benched. It did rank 9th out of USA Today's top 10 Super Bowl ad picks. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down a fraction of a point. The NASDAQ Composite is up 5 points. This is CBS News.
I never get tired of hearing, "Mr. Orrick, your 8-pound hotel vacuum has made a difference in my life. A chore has become a joy. My carpets actually look like new and the air I breathe is fresh. What a difference your vacuum has made in my life." Friend, try my Orrick XL for 30 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, we'll take it back. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and we'll make a difference in your life.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. He may be gone, but he's not forgotten, especially by us Colorado taxpayers. It now turns out the bonuses paid out by former GOP Governor Bill Owens to top political appointees were a lot more than previously reported. Denver Post now says Owens approved $187,000 taxpayer dollars to his appointees and more than 40 employees in the governor's office. Paper previously uncovered $64,000 in bonuses. That former Forest Service employee charged with Colorado's worst wildfire may have to stand trial in federal court. A judge has ruled Terry Lynn Barton violated a plea agreement by appealing the state's 12-year sentence handed down to her for starting the Hayman Fire, which burned more than 130 homes and charred 137,000 square acres. And one of Colorado's most wanted fugitives is back behind bars this morning. Littleton police found Richard Roy yesterday in a cemetery.
Officers originally responded to the Littleton Cemetery, which is down in about the 6,000 block of South Prince Street, on a call of a man down. Apparently some groundskeepers at the cemetery had seen this individual who turned out to be Mr. Roy.
Littleton PD says Roy had a self-inflicted gunshot wound about a month ago. He managed to take off his ankle bracelet and escaped. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's starting to look a little bit better around the metro area. I do want to remind you, though, that we still have an ongoing wreck investigation that has Colorado closed at Louisiana. So that's one area you need to stay completely away from. Another wreck off the highway, Alameda, west of Federal. On the freeway, still have some slow pockets. Southbound 225, a lot of stop and go through the tech center. Westbound I-70 at your 225 merge and northbound 25 through the bridges. Now, we look a little bit better right near Emerson. Southbound 25, that ramp is back open. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, little cooler, looking for a high of 53. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 33 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop. HerMatch.com username is DanishBeauty22, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look, whether it's DanishBeauty22 or someone else. We're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
At 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to get blood. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Slowly but surely dribbling away, and I'm sitting here acting like I have no idea what's going on, and that's probably true. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 51 under partly cloudy skies. The mildly irritating but always sincere Jay Marvin.
Wouldn't you like to hear a politician say that? You know, I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
That'll never happen. That'll never happen.
Not since Ross Perot's running mate. Who am I? Why am I here?
Oh, who was that? That was...
I can't remember his name now. The most honest thing I've ever heard out of a politician.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
No.
Why can't we think of his name? He was in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
What was his name?
we'll think of it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I'll think about it this afternoon when I'm not on the air anymore.
All right.
But I remember that. Who am I? Why am I here?
Another existential for a politician.
Yeah, okay. If you say so, pal. By the way, I brought this up at 6 o'clock in the morning, speaking of politicians, and I'll bring it up again. a lot of us have had criticisms of Senator Salazar. I don't know if any of you caught Senator Salazar on Hardball last night up against Kit Bond, the senator from Missouri, talking about Iraq and the non-binding resolution. And I got to tell you something. Ken Salazar beat the living you-know-what out of Kit Bond and did a wonderful job. And make you proud to be a Coloradoan.
Yeah, you know, he came under a lot of fire from liberal Democrats when he first got elected for being...
Well, I've given him grief, too.
Yeah.
But I'm getting to like him more and
Me
more.
Me too. Me too.
And I think he did a dynamite job. So good for you, Senator Salazar. Okay, here's an instant message about the last topic, about the Snickers thing. I, being a gay male, thought that the Snickers ad was the best. I laughed my off. Besides, this was during a sports show, which everyone waits all year to see the ads. I know that some thought it was just stupid, but after 44 years, I'm 52, of seeing how the reaction hasn't changed makes me shake my head. I think maybe the more we see this type of ads, the more we can display freely our feeling for one another. After all, a straight man is only a six-pack away from having a sexual encounter with another male. Okay, maybe not all straight men, but I've had many.
He's had many straight men.
Yeah. Well, if you've had many straight men, then they weren't straight to begin with. Were they?
That's like Jim Haggard
or Ted Haggard
all of a sudden claiming that
three
weeks of intensive therapy and he's heterosexual, and yet the male hooker was on MSNBC saying the sex acts he performed weren't the type of things that straight men would be doing and enjoying.
You know, we're going to do this friendly fire video, but you know something I've always wanted to ask about this? About the Ted Haggard thing?
What? What? What?
I'm thinking about a way to say
how to phrase it.
All right, look. When you see the footage of him, and the camera's like right up there to the car.
Oh,
and sitting there is his wife.
Right, right, right.
And she's not bad looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you want to say to her, how can you put up with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you believe this guy? And if that were your spouse, would you say, oh, yeah, of course, you know, you just go to the desert and hang out with four pastors, and boom, you're straight. Would you buy that? Or would you say, hey, here's the deal. Pack your stuff up and get out.
Yeah, if that happened to most of us, we'd come home and we'd find our clothes being thrown out the second floor window.
I don't know. Would we? Or would it be like Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man?
I don't want to go into my personal history, but...
Okay, well, let me rephrase this. Let me put it this way. What would be worse, having your spouse have a heterosexual relationship or a homosexual relationship?
I think they're equally bad because they're a betrayal of trust.
Well, particularly for men. Like, well, gee, where's your wife? She left me. Oh, what happened? She screw around? She meet some guy at work? No, she left me for another woman. Well, okay, so what's the reaction then?
I worked with a gal in San Francisco whose father was the former police chief of Phoenix, and his wife, her mother, left the family for another woman. This was a police chief's wife.
Well, it happens to everybody.
Yeah, but
it all walks of life, doesn't it?
The macho police.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did he handle it? Did he pull out his service revolver and try to off himself?
No, he handled it very well. She said her dad handled it quite well, despite all the ribbing he got from other officers.
Am I getting too much like the Oprah Winfrey Show here?
I don't
know. Getting too much like Geraldo?
Interesting topic.
But it is. It's considered. I mean, I'll bet you most men would just go around the bend.
Yeah, the male ego being as
fragile. Sure. Think they did something wrong?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, that'd be my first reaction.
Oh, I turned her off to men.
Yeah, yeah, that would be my reaction.
I was a bad lover.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're very ego-sensitive.
Would that be your first reaction?
Oh, yeah.
Would it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I did something wrong.
Really? I don't know how I would look at it. Yes, I do. I'd pack my stuff in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't come back to work. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I'd disconnect my phone.
I'd move to Fairbanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to have to admit to anybody that had happened to me. Okay, see, what does that say about us? That says that we're pretty sad, aren't we? Because in reality, we can get on the air and say, well, you know, listen, it's just one is the same as the other. But in reality, we're lying. We're freaking liars because if it happened to us, we'd be like, oh, God, you know, they'd have to call the Denver police. I'd be up on top of some building with a gun to my head. Or they'd find my body swinging in a motel room somewhere. Right? You know, true?
We're emotionally sensitive little flowers.
No, we're crippled. Yes, what it amounts to. We're two sick, crippled human beings.
That's why we're on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. It's why we're in this crappy business. No, but seriously.
Yeah.
See, I mean, and that goes back to that thing about how, well, you'll tell people one thing, but in reality, what's deep down inside of you says totally something else. That you would go berserk and you would go crazy. That it would be a betrayal, that it would be terrible, that you would feel hurt, that you would feel crushed if your wife or your girlfriend ran off with another man. But you could easily go into your job, you could easily walk around the newsroom here, and you could explain that to people. You could say, well, she ran off with another guy. And they would say, well, that's not cool. You know, that's terrible. That's a bad thing. That's not trustworthy. If you had problems, why don't you try to work them out? Why don't you go through therapy? You get married or you're living with somebody, you make a commitment. But if you walked in the newsroom and you said, she ran off and it was another woman, they would say to your face, oh, that's too bad, and that's a terrible thing. And some of them might go, really? But when you walked away, they'd go, and they'd start snickering, and there'd be all these rumors flying around the radio station.
Boy, he must have problems.
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That would be it.
God, he not only lost her, but he turned her off of men.
Yeah, Fairbanks, Alaska in the middle of winter would look pretty good in that situation.
I want to know if there's a lesbian out there who would call up here and admit to the fact that she walked out on her husband for her boyfriend for another woman.
That would be.
And what that was like. Or if there is there any man out there that wants to call up and admit that it's happened to him?
How Oprah-esque.
Yeah, it is Oprah-esque, and it's probably beneath what we normally do. But I, you know what? I'm just into. I, you
yeah,
know, we're into this,
yeah,
and I just I can't. What fascinates me about society, what never ceases to amaze me, okay, is all of these nuances and standards that we have, and all these double standards, and we have them, and a lot of times we don't even know we have them. We don't realize that we're doing it. I include myself in that.
Yeah.
Right? That we don't critically examine, we just do.
Yeah.
And that we don't realize what we're into, and we don't realize what's going on.
That's because life is moving at such a fast pace that a lot of times we don't have time to sit back and contemplate.
So we say one thing, but we really feel and believe another.
Yeah.
We just won't come forward in the public arena and say, yeah, that would absolutely yank the rug out from underneath me. That would kill me.
Yeah,
because it's not fashionable to say it.
And then we wind up acting out in bizarre manners, and
right.
We go to ourselves.
Well, like disappearing.
Why did we do that? Why did we do that?
Disappearing in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
trying to hang yourself with a phone cord. I don't know if I were married to somebody, and she took off with another woman. I don't know. I think just leaving would hurt me. I don't think it would make any difference to me if it were. Well, maybe it would. Well, see, but then you go to people and they're like, ha.
You know, it would be bad whether it was a man or a woman, but I think a woman would be worse.
Yeah, and I'll bet you most men would say that, too, if you ask them honestly.
Yeah.
No matter how open-minded and even keeled they would claim that they are. There's a tipping point for everybody except the President of the United States. There's no tipping point for him. He doesn't know what that means. Okay? No, I'm serious. He has no tipping point.
No.
Well, what happens if Laura ran off with another woman? What do you think he'd do?
Boy, you know, that's good. Start drinking again?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't think we'd ever find out. I don't think he'd ever tell us.
No.
All right. Anybody want to get into this absurd topic? 303-713-7600.
That's the great thing about this show.
Well, it's just my curiosity.
It meanders along, you know, and we find something we get interested in.
Oh, no. There's a core of people out there who will send us emails and who will start saying, you know, I turn on this radio station and I didn't bargain for this in the morning. And I want a serious policy discussion. And there's so much going on in the world. And why aren't you confronting it? And I'm not interested in this kind of thing. And if I wanted this, I'd watch Fox 31 with all the unemployment ads run in the middle of the day. Have you ever noticed that? All the unemployment ads run in the middle of the day. That's what I'd be watching. That and the injury attorneys, right? I mean, that's what they would be saying.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we'll get email like that. I've given you a chance. I've listened to you now. I've given you a chance. And this is the final straw.
Bye.
I'm going to community radio. I'm going somewhere.
Don't let the door hit you where God's...
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Off the highway, Colorado remains closed at Louisiana, so steer clear of that area. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies, looking for a little cooler conditions, only a high of 53. Right now, mostly cloudy, 33. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All 2007 Rockies games go on sale this Saturday morning at 9, including the Yankees series. Purchase your tickets at Coors Field, any King Supers or dugout store, ColoradoRockies.com, or by calling 1-800-388-ROCK.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune in to The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday at noon with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean will have a January market update and tell you what he sees as some real opportunities coming up for home buyers and investors in 2007. Call him at 303-252-4444 and tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here
power
at noon this Saturday.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Al Franken.
On the next Al Franken show, Al Franken Week continues with my guest host, Lawrence O'Donnell. Join Lawrence and his guests, David Brock from Media Matters and Norm Ornstein, whose new book, Below the Beltway, My Sexual Odyssey Through the Private World of Public Policy, is currently climbing up Amazon. The days grow short, my friends. The days grow short.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What we're living in, let me tell you.
Twenty-four minutes after eight. High today, 51 under partly cloudy skies. Okay, I'm off on the bizarre. We're off on the bizarre subject here of women leaving men for other women. And how would you feel if you're a man? And John M. and I both admitted that we would be. That would be terrible. I mean, we'd be crushed. Now, why is it that you would care more? Well, because it would hit it. Because it hits at the male ego. Is that what the story is? Is that what the deal is? Okay, let's go to the phone and see what people have to say. And let me go to Lori in Littleton. Lori, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to say first that I think that this actually does relate to what you normally talk about, because this is the details of people's lives when you have a policy that discriminates against gays and you know, makes people feel ashamed of it. They end up hiding who they are and marrying somebody that is not. You know, when they're actually gay, they pretend that they're not.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's very, very true. There are a lot of people out there who go for years and years and years and can't, and they don't, because you're right, society puts a ton of pressure on people to go a certain way.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you know, some of them, they're denying it to themselves, so they don't even know it till they're, you know, well into the marriage. But I think the other thing is why... You're so much more devastated when they go for somebody of the same sex, is because, you know, if they go for, you know, somebody that's, you know, if your wife goes for another man, you at least can say to yourself, well, there was a time when we loved each other. If she goes for another woman, then you're feeling so betrayed because, well, they couldn't possibly ever have loved me, and it was a lie from the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. Although you could love somebody but not be physically in love with them, couldn't you?
Well, I guess you could, but you've been having sex with this person who was turned off by you for all those years.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't rationalize it. You're right. You wouldn't rationalize it away. You wouldn't look at that. If somebody sat down and said to you, well, look, I mean, she probably loved you, but you just weren't. And you have to understand society, and you have to understand how things are. And I think a lot of it too depends on where you grow up.
And for guys, that's such an ego thing. The idea—I mean, women, you know, fake it all the time. But for men, I think, you know, it's they have the pressure of they're supposed to be this, you know, manly, and they, you know,
right.
So the idea that they haven't been satisfying this woman all this time, doubly bad.
Yeah. And hard to admit to your friends and acquaintances that this is what went down. I feel really sorry for people who have to live those kind of lives. In other words, they get into a marriage, or even have to, like in high school, pretend that they're dating. You know, they're going through that whole thing, and then in reality, that's not really who they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. When you are in a society where everything tells you it is normal to be, you know, oogling guys or girls or whatever, and that's not what turns you on, it's no different than, you know, being the one atheist in the Christian coalition. You feel like you have to go along, and you have to pretend like, yeah, okay, this is good stuff, and very uncomfortable.
Right. It must be. And I would love to talk to somebody who's been down that road. Lori, thank you. Great call.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, you're right. She's right. I mean, there are a lot of people who get into these marriages like that because
of the dictations of society.
Yeah.
And they can't come forward and say what they're really about. And they can't deal with it.
A friend of mine from college did that. We always thought he was shy in college. And then he didn't date. And then he gets out of college. And he winds up getting married. And he's married to this woman for 2 or 3 years. And then suddenly decides he's gay. And, you know.
Well, it happened to my family. My father was gay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that would just be so strange.
Well, what part of it would be strange?
Well, just...
To have a gay father or to...
No, growing up.
Well, no, because my mother and father split.
Oh, okay.
And then, I knew nothing about it until... shortly after he died.
Oh, I was thinking a situation where all of a sudden you're a teenager or something and your father walks out of the family, you know, and enters a gay relationship. You had no idea.
No, that wasn't what happened. Here's Reggie in Denver. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, this is a fascinating conversation because you know what it really forces you to do is take a look at your own ego.
I have
a guy across the street that got a lot of respect for. He had a wife, Jay, that was fine as wine. Hair down to her waist, Jay, well built. And one day she up and left with her childhood friend, another lady. And he didn't date for about 15 years after that. I guess he was just so crushed behind it. And, you know, I'm not sure which would be more destructive to a person, to have your mate leave for, or your spouse leave for another man or another woman.
I think there's some people out there who wouldn't care, but then there's some of us who would be honest enough to come forward and say it would just be the worst.
Yeah, I don't know which would be the worst for me. I mean, I couldn't contemplate either one of them.
Well.
You know,
the worst part about it is how do you go like and tell your friends and the people you work with and everything else like what's happened?
I don't know how you tell it. Jay, the thing that I found interesting in the news cycle over the last week was my guy Gavin Newsom out in San Francisco, and you know after seeing how he was leading his life, Jay, it seems that fellow didn't have respect for marriage. Period. So that in light of his of the revelations. His stance that, oh, yeah, let's just let people get married really reflects the fact that he didn't respect the institution at all,
yeah,
one way or another.
And to be doing this with one of your best friend's wives, you know, that's
low. Well, the other thing is, let me tell you how superficial I am. You ever see his ex, Kimberly Newsom Guilfoyle? You ever seen her?
Yeah.
Okay, this is how superficial I am. Look what she looks like. What more does this guy want? She's good looking. She's talented. She's a lawyer. What do you want?
Maybe you wanted a blonde.
Yeah, he was just too much. Hey, that was Admiral Stockdale.
Yeah, it was Admiral Stockdale.
Stockdale.
You're right. It's Admiral Stockdale. Hey, Reggie, thank you, man.
Okay.
Talk to you. Well, no, is that superficial of me to say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because maybe they didn't get along.
Nobody
but I will
knows.
Never be able to figure out guys, though, who either cheat or, yeah, who cheat. And they're married to, you know, a woman who sucks the breath out of you.
Yeah, well, look at Hugh Grant. I mean,
well, what, he picked up a male prostitute on Sunset Boulevard.
No, it was
what's
a female. It was a female.
It was a female. No, I thought it was a female. I thought it was a man dressed as a female.
No, that was Eddie Murphy.
Oh. Okay, rock
Hugh
star.
Grant, Hugh Grant picked up a...
Whoops.
Hugh Grant picked up a kind of...
A transistor, right? Is that that's what they used to call
it? No, it was a girl, but it was kind of a not... I mean, he was going with Elizabeth... what's her name? Beautiful.
Hurley.
Hurley, beautiful British actress. And it's like, why the heck would he do this? And he goes,
what do some guys want in life?
Egg in their beer and
it's the same thing with some women. What do they want in life? What do they want?
Didn't Sigmund Freud ask that question? What do women want?
No,
he never knew.
If I knew what women want, I'd be working at Cozy FM making $3 million talking to women. Isn't that who listens to that radio station?
Yeah, you must know what women want.
I mean, that thing's flaccid like mayonnaise.
You've been happily married for a long time.
Well, 26 years.
You must have an idea what at least one woman wants.
I hope so. I'm not so sure. I don't know, Gina, what is it the women want? Gina? Gina, what do women
She's
want?
Leaving us.
I have no idea. I couldn't begin to answer that question for you.
Well, why not? You're a woman. If you can't answer it, who can?
They want communication. Intimacy. Understanding.
Okay, so if... All right, well... men have to try better at that. And also, here's the other thing. What would you do if you came home and found out your husband left you for another man?
Oh. Well.
See, men are not the only one who go through this, because we admitted on the air that both of us admitted on the air that if our wives left us for another woman, we'd be...
It's worse for
some reason. You could shove my body into an incinerator.
Yeah, I hate to admit that, but it's worse.
I mean, how would you go to
same sex for some reason?
How would you go to work and say, and they'd say, like, "How's your husband?" Well, they ran off with Robert. Like, people would, and people would go like, "Oh, you know, we're so sorry, and that's so terrible." And then when you walk out of the room, they go like, you know, right?
I would think so.
It'd be worse, isn't it?
It's a real slap to your femininity, or reverse masculinity, I guess.
Is that what it is? It would be a challenge. Well, because it'd be a challenge to your masculinity if you're a man. It'd be a challenge to your femininity. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It would be a challenge to your womanhood if you're a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be rough. Okay. And so women want intimacy, communication.
Respect.
Money?
Oh. I'd much rather have all those other things than money any day.
How about a sense of humor?
Oh, that's important. Got to keep laughing. Life's too tough.
Yeah, it is tough. All right, speaking of tough, how was driving this morning? It's 8:36, 36 after the hour, and what does traffic look like?
Well, right now it's looking better. It's been kind of a tough ride, though, all morning. We've had a lot of problems. Right now, I-25 continues to be slow on your southbound lanes, really, if you're either side of I-70. Northbound 25 still bogging down for you through the bridges, and all of our eastbound routes are really busy as well. Boulder Turnpike, I-70, 6th Avenue, definitely C-470 across Highlands Ranch. The only off-freeway spot we still have is Colorado. It's closed both directions at Louisiana. Had a very bad wreck there, and looks like investigators could be there for some time. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, little cooler, high of 53. Currently mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Learn something new or improve your skills on the mountain. Sign up for one of Arapahoe Basin's many High Adventure Series clinics, including Telemark or...
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
When Coco is standing in the backyard in the middle of the snow, and you go, "Coco, come," she looks at you like, "What the hell do you want?"
My wife always says our big dog has her own agenda.
Yeah, exactly. And it has nothing to do with what you want. You can tell that we love our dogs. And if you love your dog, too, make sure you feed your dog the right kind of food. And wouldn't it be great to know that you've had a perfectly balanced meal every day? You know that'd be great for your health. Well, you know what? Your dog can have that with Purina One. Look for healthy ingredients in Purina One, like protein from real chicken, lamb, turkey, beef, or salmon, vegetables, hearty grains, healthy oils, and also yogurt. And your dog won't get any fillers or artificial flavors. Each balanced formula has a taste dogs love. The healthy balance of ingredients made a difference in Coco and Jackson. You can just tell by looking at them. So see what it'll do for your dog. If you're ready to give Purina One a try, call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. And see the healthy difference real ingredients can make in your pet. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today, and for our friends in the military, Purina One dog and cat products can be found at your local military commissary.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-2330.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-2330. 800-265-2330.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, baby, let me come over and eat everything in your refrigerator, baby.
Yeah, remember when they used to have those radio stations that would play nothing but, like, this kind of soul music?
It was nice music.
Yeah, I like it. By the way, one of the spinners died yesterday.
Oh, did he?
It's 8:41, 41 minutes past the hour here. Okay, we're talking about this high today, 56, by the way, under partly cloudy skies. We're talking about this lowbrow topic about... women leaving men for other women. God, this sounds like... Oh, next God. Thing you know, we'll be playing the soundtrack from Cheaters.com.
Yeah, it's the Dr. Drew show.
Yeah. But it says a lot about us as far as society goes. Let's go to Lisa in Boulder. Lisa, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm a high school teacher, and I got to teach my class, so I'm going to make my comment quick.
Okay.
I just think that I would rather my husband left me for a man.
Okay, why?
Because I can't compete with that. I don't have any of that machinery. But if he left me for a woman, that would make me question everything about myself.
Okay.
Yeah, see, same thing with us. Okay, so it doesn't just run in the male gender. It also runs in the female gender, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would be more threatened and feel worse if there was another woman out there who my husband loved more than me than if there was a man who my husband loved more than me, because I'm not a man and I could never be a man, so I would just say, oh, he's gay, and I have to accept that.
Good point. Very good point. What kind of high school do you teach?
I teach sort of an alternative kind of high school in Boulder. It's just a really neat, small high school where we have long classes.
You teach all subjects?
I teach science.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, that's great. Thanks for hanging on. Thanks for holding on and giving us your feelings.
No problem. Have a good day.
Okay. See you later.
I got a cousin who's a high school or a middle school science teacher.
Let's go to Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Dan.
Jay, I'm sorry, Jay. Just blanked out there for a minute.
Oh, it's okay.
Hey, thanks a lot for this show. It's a great show. I love your show. Hey, John. And so, Jay, I got to tell you that I've been divorced like twice. And so I think if I got divorced over my wife leaving me for another woman, I think I'd probably just be shrug it off and go, oh, well. I mean, but when I was younger, it would have really freaked me out. I think as I get older, I'm like 53 now and going on 54. And I think as you get older, you just kind of take things as they come. Otherwise, either put a bullet in your head or you go to a therapist and get over it. And when I was younger, I was listening to the show and you started this new segment with Barry White. And
right.
I remember my first wife. She used to love Barry White. And I used to get so mad at her because I thought, she wanted him, not me. I mean, I was really childish, I think.
How old were you?
Oh, I was 21. And I was very childish, I think, even at that age, And I've been through a lot in my life, and as a result, I feel like I'm a much more progressive male these days. But back then, I was bigoted. I was very judgmental. I had no patience for tolerance for anybody or anything. All I could say is that I understand more of what people go through than because I've been through my own stuff, and it's just made me more a forgiving person.
Yeah, I think life experience,
yeah,
particularly if you have tough times and a lot of tough times, I think it has a habit. It does that to you. You start to see, you don't see things as linear as you do like when you're 21, 22, or 25.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's funny. Funny you mentioned Barry White there, and my first wife said to me one time, "How come you don't talk to me like Barry White?" And I said, "Because I don't look like Barry White."
I don't have. I'm not big. I don't have that down voice. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just
baby.
A guy. Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's weird.
But I think it's really funny today when I think of it.
Well, are you married? Are you married now?
Yes, I am. And I'm married. Interracial. I'm married to an African American woman, and I'm white. She really. Let's say she's always dated white men. And, I met her because I'm an open-minded person now, and I met her over the personals, and I thought it was, she was a very interesting person, and the fact that she was black didn't bother me at all. When I met her, she was very pretty, and we just got along really well, and so, we're married now.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and it's great, but we have some really interesting topics, especially when it comes to the race and how I view it and how she's viewed it. And my opinions have changed, and I've seen my own, I've seen my own bigotry in myself even more so being with her and being around her and understanding, how it feels also to be looked at when you go to a movie theater. The both of us, we go to a movie theater, like in Golden, like for instance. There's a much different take on it than when we go to a movie theater in Aurora, because there's just a better. I think there's a more mixture of ethnicity in Aurora than there is in Golden.
You sound like
Golden white bread.
Yeah, well, you sound like a very lucky man.
Yep.
I have a wonderful spouse,
very
and
fortunate.
It's very enriching, and you are very fortunate. And we're fortunate to have you as a caller, man. Thanks.
Hey, listen, can I just make one more comment?
Sure.
This was about the earlier thing, the Snickers thing.
Yeah.
I saw it last night on the news, and I tell you, I was offended because I used to be a mechanic, for about 15 years, and I was offended as a mechanic. Just kidding.
Could be like doing a stereo.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Had me going there.
Yeah, you had you. Boy, you. I'll tell you something. You reeled John M. right in. You suckered him, man. You had him on the boat.
I was gonna say. Oh, yeah. It was a stereotype of portraying mechanics as being homophobes. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, you had him landed, man. He was right there. On the, you could have mounted him on the wall. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
I love you guys.
We love you too. See you later.
Barry White, the Walrus of Love.
I was a top 40 radio when he was,
yeah, me too.
When he was out,
Al Green, there's another guy.
I used to love to play his music. Barry White. 8:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour. You know what song I wish we had? What was that song? What was that first hit by the Raspberries? Go All the Way Tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Da, 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 da. You know, like you could do a whole weather forecast over the beginning of that song. Do we have that?
How about the theme from Shaft?
Oh, whip it on just a second. Okay, here it is, see?
7:48 in the Magic City. Yeah!
You can do that whole thing. I'm Dave 59, Low Tomorrow 22. Call me down, 1-800-SAN-NN, rip me off an extra rock 80.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
And you could keep going.
XCROK, the world's most powerful.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
Well, today, looking for partly cloudy skies, a little cooler, only a high of 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, low of 27. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At any grade and any stage, Sylvan can help strengthen your child's reading skills to help your child become an enthusiastic reader for life. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Republicans continue to block debate on the Warner Levin resolution. Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin will join us to talk about it. And Secretary of Defense Gates testified before Congress that we might be able to start leaving Iraq before the end of the year with troops. Jim Webb responds to that from Virginia. And a judge says Walmart must face class action lawsuit claiming female employees were discriminated against in pay and promotion.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring Twenties silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Twenties silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
8:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. Now, when they told you it was a limited time offer, and I got on the air and told you that too, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom program. But here's some good news. You can still get a 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payments, and if the rates go up, and that may be you. Or if you need to get rid of those high-rate credit cards, too, and they've got your back against the wall, stop worrying. Take action now. Take advantage of low, low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month or more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust them. When you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with the experts. But they make it easy. The only thing that's easier than getting a new loan from the mortgage store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up.
Yeah.
Stay on the scene.
All right, it's 8:54, 54 minutes after the hour here. Partly cloudy, high at 51. Brother James, who's still above the ground, by the way, still not buried, which is weird. All right, we're talking about this whole thing about men and women and the idea that if you're a man and your wife leaves you for another woman, and it's like you'd be devastated. Let's go to Connie in Loveland. Connie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I think.
Good. So I like your show. I listen to you a lot, but you said something this morning that I just have to call and say shame, shame on. Your comment about the guy in Colorado Springs and how his wife wasn't bad-looking.
Well, what's wrong with saying that?
Well, it suggests that if she was bad-looking, it would justify his behavior. So it's an insult to women,
no.
And it's an insult to gay people.
I think what you're doing is you're reading something that isn't there. It was an observation. It's like describing anything else in life. Well, she was a pretty pleasant-looking person. She was a good-looking person. She's pretty. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that a woman's good-looking. I think when we reach the point in this society where you can't say that, or a man's handsome, or whatever the case may be, I generally don't say that about men. But when you reach that point, you're in trouble.
But I'm not saying that there is a problem with your commenting on her appearance, and I would agree with your general statement. But in the context in which you said it, you were talking about this guy running off to be with some other guy and then saying, well, I've seen his wife. She wasn't bad-looking. So there was a correlation.
No, that's not. That's not that. You know what? Once again, you're reading something there that wasn't there, that in the end it doesn't make any difference how she looks. But the fact was, I was describing the scene of the camera coming up to the car and the fact that his wife was sitting there, and I offhandedly made the observation that she was good-looking. You're hearing what you want to hear. And you before you do that, you should be absolutely sure before you reach that conclusion that that's what is meant, because I'm getting a lot of that.
That's why I was calling you to clarify.
Okay, because I'm getting a lot of that, you know, these days, and it's getting to the point. And I'm not blaming you for it, but it's getting to the point where it's like really, it like gets old. Like for instance, if anybody disagrees with me and they don't like what I have to say, here's the first place they go. Well, you must be under the corporate thumb. It must be Clear Channel that's making you do it. And it's like, you know what? That's BS.
Well, fine. And that's not what I was suggesting. I was just saying the way that it was said, that's how it sounded.
Well, but it's not right.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Have a great day. Would I have been better off if I had said, no, you're right, I'm guilty? Now, I made a decision after yesterday's show. You know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not. And Connie has every right to call up and say what she wants to say. And Connie, I hope you'll call back again. But I'm not going to admit or cop to something that you know, I didn't do or mean. And I get this from email from people all the time. Oh, you must be under the corporate thumb. You know, all these ultra-left-wing people who listen to the station who send this stuff. You know, forget it, man. I mean, it's over with. I'm not dealing with that stuff anymore. You're wasting your time. And I didn't mean you personally, Connie. All right. And it doesn't make any difference how a woman looks. If their husband steps out on them and did what Ted Haggard did, number one, he's not going to turn around and be straight overnight. And then the other thing is, what he did was wrong. All right, we'll continue.
Hey, Colorado. This-
This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Time. It's all you can think about when aches and pains are keeping you up. Starting tonight, switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM and spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Advil PM has the multi-pain relieving power of Advil, plus a non-habit-forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The astronaut charged with trying to carry out a kidnap and murder plot against a romantic rival is back in Houston. Lisa Nowak arrived earlier this morning on a flight from Orlando, where she had been released on bond. At the airport in Florida, Calvin Cottrello says she caused quite a stir, even though other passengers weren't exactly why.
People didn't know. They didn't know who she was. They thought, you know, she was somebody famous or something.
At the airport in Houston, Nowak was taken off the plane and put into a police car waiting on the tarmac. Reporter Tracy Evans is with CBS affiliate KTRH.
She actually got off on the runway and was taken to a car with a coat over her head. Other passengers on the flight ended up having to face the cameras, and they say that kind of preferential treatment wasn't appreciated.
NASA has placed Nowak on a 30-day leave. In Iraq, Major General William Caldwell says the latest stepped-up security operation in Baghdad is underway.
It is ongoing as we speak. The implementation of the Prime Minister's plan has already begun and will be fully implemented at a later date.
The military is investigating the crash of a Sea Knight helicopter northwest of Baghdad, the fifth U.S. chopper lost in just over 2 weeks. It's not clear if the copter was shot down or how many casualties there might be. An Islamist website is claiming responsibility for shooting down the chopper. Today at Fort Lewis, Washington, First Lieutenant Aaron Watata is expected to take the stand in his own defense. He's being court-martialed for his refusal to serve in Iraq on the grounds that the war is illegal and immoral. But his father, Bob, doesn't think it will do any good.
This is not a real trial by any sense. In other words, there is no due process involved, and they just want to determine the amount of punishment that he's going to get.
Keeping kids in school, could it save taxpayers a bundle? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
A study from educators and economists says we could save $45 billion a year by cutting the dropout rate in half.
It will show up in reductions in the cost of criminal justice system, the public health costs.
Henry Levin of Teachers College in New York says the study recommends investing in school intervention programs to keep kids in class. Some target high schoolers at risk of dropping out. Others are aimed at younger children. But some states say when school standards went up, so did the dropout rate after years of declines. Nick?
What's your favorite U.S. building? There's a new list out from the American Institute of Architects, which leaves no doubt New York's Empire State Building beats all contenders, ranking ahead of the White House, National Cathedral, and the Jefferson Memorial. Institute President R.K. Stewart says this list was based on a ranking by the American people.
It's the connection between their feelings, their memories that are tied to these places where they live, work, and play. And they're symbols of our democracy. The spirit of the nation is clearly alive and well in their choice of buildings.
Most of the buildings in the ranking were in three cities, New York, Washington, and Chicago. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 23, the NASDAQ ahead 21 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn? Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you.
And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn. And more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Hurt?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
Good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Snowpack across the state's mountains dipped to below normal despite monster storms that virtually paralyzed the Front Range over the holidays. January snowfall across the mountains below average. Snowpack levels as of the first of the month, just 91%. Bigger photos on ski passes, alert employees, improved training, and increase in sales, all putting Vail on pace to double the amount of people prosecuted for using other people's ski passes. Vail cops say 32 of 42 people arrested this season have been prosecuted so far, compared with only 3 by the same time last season. State lawmakers have introduced a bill to make it easier for troops overseas to vote in Colorado elections. The bill would create an exception for military personnel serving overseas in combat zones that allows them to apply for absentee ballots without personally signing the application. A new ground radar that could give air traffic controllers better command of taxiways and runways at DIA are expected to be installed by March of 2009. The upgrade system would require vehicles that operate on the field, like snow removal equipment, to have transponders that will help controllers keep better track of those vehicles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're dealing with a couple of late morning problems on the interstate. Looks like eastbound I-70, there's a crash just west of I-25, and another one westbound I-70 going to southbound 25. So right through that corridor, watch out for some snag. We do have fire units out at 10th and Downing fighting a structure fire there. The equipment, firefighters on scene. Expect some delays and smoke in the area as well. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John M. and John Turk. Go to AM760.net. Vote on our question about the stickers, the Super Bowl ad. Partly cloudy, high today 51. You want to continue to talk about the question from last hour about women leaving men for other women and how you would feel? You can do that, or it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. And I want new music to open the show.
Yeah.
I want that Iggy Pop Cadillac song. But that's not what it's called, though.
What's this?
What's it called, John? Punk rocker. Well, it's Iggy Pop with some other band.
Driving Iggy Pop in the street.
Studios. Here it is. I love that. Don't you love this? Listen to this.
See me driving down the street.
Woo!
Good backbeat and you can dance to it.
I got both hands.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Yeah! Where they're selling hookahs? What are they using those for? Well, I just smoke pipe tobacco. Okay, right.
Yeah, we had a place in Coconut Grove that was always getting busted, you know.
Well, I'm not saying that's what goes on there. I'm just saying, you know, it's just an observation. My part, what the hell do I know? But I want a lowrider.
All right.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. Now I got the song Lowrider by War stuck in my head.
Oh, there you go. That's another one. That's another one. Yeah, maybe we should use that as a theme song.
I got such a kick out of you yelling the post over the intro to Raspberries Go All the Way. I've missed Top 40 radio like that.
Yeah, they don't have it anymore. Where the guys would do all. Well, you know what you used to do. Well, I worked at Top 40 stations. They did two things. Number one, they used to have this light in the control room that would go off after a certain amount of seconds, which was to tell the disc jockey, the light would flash to tell the disc jockey to shut up.
Yeah.
And they also had this thing about only one thought per break,
right,
or only one thought per song.
Thought set.
So if you did it, you had to do the weather, and that was all you could say, and you couldn't introduce the song. You just had to do the weather and then end it with the call letters. Or if you're going into commercials, you had to give the whatever one thought. So if the song title is a thought, and it was it was abbreviated radio.
These eyes, you know, remember the song? These eyes have been known to resemble maps of the 405 freeway.
Yeah, on the queue. And then, and you'd always engage in this ridiculous BS on the air. You know, like instead of getting on it rationally and saying, if you're the 10th caller right now, I'll give you a pair of tickets to Friday night's showing of whatever, which is like, really, you think about it, is a lame, dumb, stupid gift prize, right? You had to get on the air and, like, hype it.
Right.
Call me now and rip me off for a pair, you know, blah, 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 blah.
While you were playing the song, you'd record the winner and then
play it back like it was live.
I couldn't stand
that format, Bill. I got out after trying it twice. I couldn't handle it.
We had, of course, the time of an intro before the voice kicks in is on the cart, printed
right
on the cart label.
Right.
And so Brown Sugar by Rolling Stones had a 30-second intro, so we were to read a spot over that 30 seconds, sell that time while the intro was going.
Oh, that sucks. That's terrible. Well, you know, the best bit I ever heard was of a guy by the name of Lee Baby Sims.
Oh, yeah, I knew Lee Baby.
Yep, who's now retired as Matthew Frail on some station in Cincinnati, where he starts Stairway to Heaven and starts reading over the intro of Stairway to Heaven a letter some listener sent him about talking too much, and he talked over the entire song.
Oh, that's funny.
But see, if you do that kind of stuff today, let me tell you what happens. people go and they email management and they complain and they give you crap, and then management gives you crap.
Yeah.
So you can't pull off of that stuff anymore because the public will not tolerate it.
No. Nope.
And now there's nobody on the air to do that stuff.
No. I wanted a quick hit in your subject from last hour. I come from a little bit different perspective than you guys on this. I will be married 30 years this September.
Oh, wow.
God love you.
Yeah. Peter Frampton, I'm in You, was number one when I got married.
Whoa.
I would feel less, I'd feel bad either way, of course, but I would feel less bad if my wife left me for another woman than for a man. Here's why. If she left me for another man, it would be a rejection of me. If she left me for a woman, it would be because she's being honest about her. And if I looked back over the 30 years that she stuck with me, I would realize, you know, she loved me so much that she tried to make it work even if it didn't feel quite right.
That's a good...
That's a great way to look at
it.
That's really a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I could, but that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So you know what that tells you? Well, you know what that tells you? That tells you that you're more well-adjusted than John Emmon myself.
That's right.
Well, how much does that take, though?
Yeah, that's really true.
Ooh.
I mean, you could rationalize.
You walked right into that one.
Yeah, you could talk. You know, you could convince yourself. The rest of us would be going crazy. That's great, man. I mean, you know what? More power to you. No wonder you've been married 30 years. You know, good for you.
All right.
By the way, I can't let you go without asking. Were you in radio at one time?
At one time in college, I ended up in print journalism, but my heart's always been in radio.
But don't you think radio? Don't you think radio now is kind of?
I will sit here at work and go to real radio and listen to old Top 40.
I go there too.
That's the best.
I go there too. You know what? Here's a guy you ought to look up that's on that site.
Okay.
Check him out. He's really great, and he's a good friend of mine. And I loved him as a kid, and I got a chance to meet him as an adult, and he lives in Grand Junction. Go look up KRLA and look for Jimmy Rabbit.
Jimmy Rabbit, okay.
And go listen to that.
So I grew up in St. Louis where we had Johnny Rabbit.
Right, no, this is the original Jimmy. This is the original Jimmy Rabbit. And he was way ahead, of his time, and listen to him. He was great.
They just put up a three-hour exhibit of Jack Armstrong, who had been in Cleveland.
Oh, I remember Jack Armstrong.
Your leader.
Yeah.
He was on KTL, actually, 1280 KTLK
right.
In Denver. And they just put up a three-hour exhibit of him, and that was great listening.
Yeah, he was a screamer.
But here's one for you to go check up there. Jeff Christie on KQV.
Oh, yeah, that's Rush Limbaugh.
It's Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And he still does the You People and all this stuff.
Yeah, and he sucks as a jock, if you ask me.
Definitely.
I'd never give him a gig. All right, man. Take care, Bill. All right, see ya.
He sucked as a jock. He sucks as a talk show host. Yeah. He's making umpteen million dollars.
Well.
There's no justice.
You can look at it a couple of ways. I mean, you can look at it as being, he does make a lot of money, and, he's real well-known and all of that stuff, but... is that the true test of whether you're really good or not? I mean, there are a lot of guys on the air who nobody knows about who are great, but they just never get that break. They never get discovered. Nobody ever offers them anything. They don't know.
Yeah.
They're local hits or they're regional hits, and they never get a shot.
It's all a matter of luck.
Yeah, like one of the best guys in the world, one of the best talk show hosts in the world. I mean, in the world, in my opinion. Is Neil Rogers, and he has no national deal at all, and he is the most entertaining guy, one of the most entertaining, compelling guys on the air. And if you don't live in Miami or around that part of Florida, you wouldn't know who he was.
He's making $1 million a year though, so he's happy.
Yeah, but he never gets that national exposure.
I don't think Neil cares.
Well, no, not at his age now, but. That's an example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Two lines open. It's open. Phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, serious or not serious, it doesn't make any difference. We're kind of doing social topics this morning, but we can do whatever you want to do. And That's the idea. So I got two lines.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
The automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds... someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient. It's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Let me give a...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
And now for the weather.
Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Of things. I have never been able to understand how anybody could live with themselves.
Giuliani said he left his second wife for his third wife now because his second wife didn't make him feel good enough. I see exactly what you mean. In love, one person is all way too often at the mercy of the other party's subjective feelings, and that's not right. That's just not right.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it, Fran. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Good info. Thank you so much. Well, I don't understand it. Oh, we got Mike Nelson on the phone? Mike, is this you?
Hi there. How are you?
Mike, how are you, man? How's everything going?
Going good. I was listening, and I heard you make a little mention, so I thought I'd call in.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Now, should I put you on the rack and start, like, cross-examining you as to why the weather has been the way it is?
Yeah, sure, if you want to. We're at day 49 now, consecutive days with snow cover. So that's third time in third place behind the blizzard of 83, which came right after the big Christmas one, and then the 1913 blizzard. So we're getting to some historic levels here.
Now, looking at the National Weather Forecast for coming up on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, it has a chance of snow in there. Tell me that's not true.
Well, the chance is there, but it's not a big storm. We might get an inch or so. It's just going to be a little... we're right on the edge of some of this cold air. That's why we had the dense fog out on the eastern plains. Some of that's backing in here, and we get a little upper air disturbance with it. We'll get a little snow, but not a big storm.
But Mike,
it would be 8 straight weeks.
But, Mike, we don't need an inch.
I know.
I mean, we don't need an inch. Can't you tell us something better than that?
I can tell you that you want, but it would be a lie.
So you don't want to lie, right?
No, that's exactly right. Hey, the whole meeting in Paris on climate change and everything, I know there's all kinds of different things out in the media, but my take on the whole thing with global climate change is that, you know, these scientists that are up at NCAR at Boulder are quality people, and they're not trying to be politicians, they're scientists. And
right.
They take their research very seriously. And when, certain folks come out and say environmentalist wackos, stuff, these people are not wackos. They're dedicated researchers. And, that's just the other side trying to water down the research.
So you think the public in general now accepts climate change?
I think people definitely. I mean, you just take a look. You can see the polar ice caps are melting. You can see the global average temperatures are going up now. Some of it, absolutely, it happens naturally. But, you know, we are digging up all this fossilized carbon and pouring it into the atmosphere. And, you know, this goes back to the old margarine ad. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Well, who knows if we're ever going to get out of this? I mean, do you think we ever will?
Well, here's the deal on it. You know, people exercise, people quit smoking, they don't do that to go to the Olympic Games. They do it to try and be healthier in their own body. And it only behooves us to be make the whole planet as healthy as possible. So even if we're wrong, and in 50 years, find out that it was all natural and anything man did is just too minor making a difference. If we make the proper changes now in terms of renewable energy, more fuel efficiency, less pollution, what's the downside of that?
Yeah, you're right. There is no downside. Yeah. So we might as well err on the side of caution and go ahead and do it.
That would be my take on it. And why not have the United States be leading the world in the new technologies, wind and solar, et cetera, and be the marketplace to the world rather than have it be Europe or Japan?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I mean, I think you're absolutely you're correct as always. I mean, you're absolutely right. And just for old time's sake, I don't know if you remember this or not, but what would Franz say about climate change?
Franz would say, listen to me now and hear me later, okay? To muscle up research on renewable energy, get more solar, stop using all these wimpy old coal-fired power plants, and let's get away from all the imported oil, okay?
You're the best.
Oh,
you
man.
Are absolutely
that is great.
Best. And I still challenge you to do your entire weather forecast as Franz some night.
We cry for you, but our tears are from laughter.
You're the best, Mike. I hope I run into you soon. And you know what? If you've got a morning or something, you've got an hour you can give us, you should come on the show, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the weather in general, because it's so important for people who are getting up and getting on the go in the morning. And I urge everybody to watch you on Channel 7 because you are the best of the best.
Well, thank you, Jay, and I'm glad to have you back in town. And I think the whole progressive radio movement is a very important thing, and I have some fairly good information that, there's a lot of bad press on Air America Radio around the country. They stumbled at the start with some of the backing and everything, but they have some people that are getting involved now that are going to really keep it going and going in a good way. So what you're doing is great. What they're doing is great. And it's important, I think, for another side to be heard. And I appreciate very much what you do.
Thank you, man. You're the best. Listen, we'll get in contact with you. We want you to come in. We'll just talk weather and climate change some morning. How about it?
That sounds great.
All right, Mike. See you on TV.
Okay. Be well.
Talk to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's one of the greatest guys I ever worked with. That I'm not saying that because he called in and has the radio on. I worked at another station. Well, I worked across the hall here. And we had him doing the weather every day in that Franz voice. And I swear to you, it was funny. And people absolutely loved it. They just loved it. And it was management here at the time that made us stop. Yeah. But it was like the best. Yeah. He is the best.
Well, it's interesting, he brought up about scientists and the people up at NCAR. And, you've got these wackos out there like Inhofe who claim the whole thing is global warming is a hoax.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right-winger. And the United Nations, he's big into throwing the United Nations into that mix. But part of the problem with scientists and the reason that the right-wing politicians can beat up on scientists so easily is scientists are not going to come out and say, okay, well, we're definitely going to have an 8-degree temperature rise over the next 100 years. I mean, that's not the way science works. And as a result, they're kind of fighting the battle with one hand tied behind their back because they, in many cases, they have to qualify things they say. And the right wing just jumps on that. And again, there are no blacks and whites. It takes a long time to figure out the blacks and the whites in science.
Yeah, plus they don't get into the political process. They just do.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. It's a political struggle, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of effort and willpower to change things, and that's for all of us. But listen, as I've said on this show repeatedly, I'm saving my dimes because, speaking of this, by the way, I don't know if you saw this in the business section of the paper, the Tribune, the Post, I'm sorry, not the Tribune. The Post, and also I saw a magazine article on this, Chevrolet GM has got an electric car. It's called the Volt. And it's what they call now, it's what they call a concept car. So, in other words, it's not in mass production, but they're going to put it in mass production. Check this out. It will go 650 miles on a charge.
My Lord.
The only thing they're trying to do with it is, the only thing they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out a way to come up with batteries that are, one, long-lasting, and two, are cheaper to replace. But they are working on it, and they're hoping to make this the iPod of the automotive industry.
That would be great.
And I'm going to tell you right now, when they release that Volt, I'm going to be the first one in line to buy one.
Yeah, that's the knock on the Prius right now, is the batteries are so expensive.
Well, I'm going to get a Volt, and I'll tell you, one of these days I am going to buy that that Tesla car.
Tesla.
I'm going to buy it.
And a lowrider.
I'm going to have all those vehicles. But you know what? The fossil fuel burning ones, I'll just drive those occasionally.
Yeah.
But I'm going to blow around town in an electric car. That's my next big. That's my next big dream.
Hopefully, it'll happen in the next few years.
Well, if you didn't see this article on the Volt, maybe you're one of these people that you don't throw your newspapers away. Go get that Denver Post business section thing and look at it. It's in there, and it's a good-looking car too.
I would like one of those.
I would too. But the problem, see, with doing all of this is you got to commit money.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't have the bread right now. But I'll find the bread, even if I have to hold up a liquor store.
But the thing that's frustrating is the fact that all these great things, they're concepts. You know, they should have been concepts 20 years ago.
Hey, but look, at least they're trying.
Yeah.
Gina, you'd buy an electric car, wouldn't you?
I suppose. If I could afford it.
Do you get an electric car go 650 miles on a charge?
That's pretty cool.
That's enough to take you back and forth to work for how long?
Yeah, but...
long time.
How cool do they look, though?
They look really
cool.
They
look really cool.
Do Google... I don't know if it's... you can find it under Google, but type in there a GM Volt, and I think there may be something in there about it. yeah, they're real cool looking. They're real cool.
All right.
Trust me.
Okay. Sounds like a good combination.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to sell them for. The article I read didn't say.
But too much, probably.
Well, yeah, probably, but I'd love to have one.
Price will come down. Get capitalism in action.
Yeah, I'd love to have one. I think it'd be great. All right, speaking of Volts and cars and everything else, 9:35 after the hour, traffic.
Well, it's starting to clear out. We did have some slowing eastbound I-70 just west of I-25. They were clearing a late-morning crash there. Good news is that Colorado is back open finally, both directions at Louisiana. We had a real serious crash there. It's been shut down for most of the morning. Santa Fe to Alameda, watch out for a new fender bender. And we still have fire units and equipment on scene in the area of 10th and Downing. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, little cooler, high of 53. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
AAA keeps members on the go. You're covered as a driver or as a passenger in any car 24 hours a day. What?
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Buzz Aldrin, you remember, the former astronaut, commenting on the NOAC situation. Wonderful. Okay, as I was talking about electric cars, it's really true. I mean, I really want one, and I think that electric is the wave of the future. I really believe this. But right now, we're stuck driving fossil fuel cars. We drive fossil fuel cars. And until things change, if you need a fossil fuel automobile, the best place to buy it is Rockies Autos. And I talk about Rockies a lot, and I know some of you are going to say, well, there he goes again. But I talk about them for a couple of reasons. One, because even if I didn't know anybody there, even if I wasn't friends with anybody there, I have to tell you that my history, and Mary and I, our history along the Front Range has been that we have gotten good deals at Rockies, and we have bought great cars, like the one that last one we bought there, which gets great gas mileage and has done a wonderful job this winter. So I would be compelled to tell you about Rockies regardless. But the thing is, they are my friends, and I do know them, and I do consider them to be just close friends. They've got their matching down incentive going on now up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. They've got over 650 clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. Largest selection in Colorado by far. And good, passionate people working out there like Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard. A lot of good folks working out there. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're not some faceless corporation. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, they're going to take care of you, and you'll be just fine. See them on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, but whatever you do, before you buy a car from somebody else, you owe it to yourself to get out to the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. That's Rockies.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, I'm standing here freezing inside your golden garden. I've got my ladder.
9:41. It's 41 minutes after the hour. High today, 51. It's going to be nice, partly cloudy. And it's open phones. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go to the Jay Marvin page, am760.net, and vote on today's question about the Snickers thing, about that whole controversy. Let's get back on the telephones, and we go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you. The topic of
Last hour, yeah.
I just had a statement. I was dating a girl in college, and later find out several years later that she became a lesbian after we dated. And my brother-in-law came to my defense and said, "Well, obviously she didn't want another man after if she couldn't have you."
Well, that's a pretty good answer. I mean, did you take that personally when that happened?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's a personal choice. You know, who knew what she was doing in college, experimenting. We all do it. And I just thought it was funny that, you know, it's just a way to look at it that's not personal, because it's probably not personal at that point. You know, if somebody
switches their sexual orientation, and it runs down the line of, it's 2007. When are we as a country going to get over all of these things, like sexual orientation?
Probably never.
The color of people's skin. You know, their religion. Seriously, you don't think we'll ever get over any of this?
Well, I'm Arabic, and here's the way to handle it. I grew up listening to people call me a camel jockey and call other people Arabs camel jockey. I listen to call them, I don't know if you want a bag head. Okay. I've been called a lot of things.
Yeah, towel head, sure.
Towel head, rag head, whatever. And personally, I say, you know, hey, at the end of the day, when somebody says, you know, a camel jockey or something like that. I say, hey, you know what? And when my cousins own this country and buy the rest of this country with all the oil they're producing, then you'll be working for me. You know, I come back with something like that because you're not going to change the person's mind. You're not going to change their habits. Where you have to change their habits is with the kids. And unfortunately, we have a society in which these religious people have their bias against, you know, gay people, of course. And then you have other people that have their biases for whatever reason, like people against the oil people. Even me, I don't like what the Saudis are doing to this country, but we're letting them do it. You know, I don't like what the Chinese are doing to our country, but we're letting them do it. So how can you hold bias against them if they're trying to better themselves and we're letting them do it at our expense?
Well, I think the first thing is, if somebody were to say that to me, I would confront them, not loudly, but I would say, what's different between you and I? I mean, if you cut me open, I want to bleed blood. I have a heart that beats the same as yours. I have a brain.
I've done that a few times, Jay.
And it doesn't work? They still reject that?
Here's what happens. I say, hey, look, what are you? You're part German. You're part Dutch. You're part this. You're part Italian. You know, basically, you're a mutt. So what are you calling me? I mean, we're no different. I'm an American. I'm an American first. We're all mutts. All of us. You know, nobody's a purebred, and even if they are and they want to act like they're a purebred, well, that's their choice. I don't have to listen to them. I don't have to be around them. And that's my choice. And our choices are that, will these biases ever end? In a utopia, you know, in a utopian ideal society, yeah. But I don't think it'll ever happen. I really don't.
Really?
I don't. I don't see it. Because there's 2,000 years of hatred. You're Jewish. You understand. I'm Arabic. My dad tried to get me to hate Jews. I grew up with this. It's conditioning, you know, and I have a lot of good friends that are Jewish, and I don't have that hatred towards the Jewish people. Like my father, who's a full-blooded, you know, Arab, tried to instill in me.
Yeah, but I would say to your father, I would try to reason with him and say to him that I understand where you're coming from, but your feelings are misguided because that's the...
At the age of 10, you don't understand that. At the time when there's...
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about if you were to confront him now about it.
Yeah.
I would say to him, there's the policy of the government of Israel, and then there are Jews.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as the United States. I mean...
There's 2,000 years of hatred that you're not going to get rid of. They're just not going to do it.
Well, you see, you say that, and then look at this. Look what's going on in Iraq. Look what's going on in the Middle East. And look what's going on there, where 70% of the school kids don't go to school. They're going to grow up uneducated. They're going to grow up hating us. Mm-hmm. How are we going to reverse that?
It's conditioning, and you can't. And the only way to...
See, I don't believe that, man. I don't accept that. Also do not accept the fact that here within the borders of the United States of America, that Arabs, Jews... Hispanics, Caucasians, Christians, Buddhists, Baptists, I don't care what your deal is. African American, Asian, I don't care. I do not lesbian, gay, I don't accept the fact that we can't live together. I do not accept that fact. I think that we can, that we have to labor for more understanding, and that we have to get people to be more tolerant and to take harder looks at themselves and to figure out what's driving those negative feelings. And if it's fear and it's insecurity, then we have to confront those fellow citizens and figure a way around that. I just can't accept that it will never stop.
My hope is that you're right. My hope.
Well, we have no choice. Jeff, what other choice do we have?
You know,
we have no choice. We have to move forward. We have no choice.
You're right.
No choice.
Well, I hope we can do it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you again.
Take care.
See ya.
We're all passengers on
planet. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Now, Alameda, and that earlier problem there to Colorado and Louisiana, that's opened back up. No problems getting through that stretch. Weather forecast, partly cloudy today with a high near 50 for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, low of 27. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the upper 40s. Right now it is 37 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Office Depot can help you create professional-looking documents, from small jobs to bound presents.
Energy Hog to team! I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows!
Just like we thought, boss! No insulation in the attic!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level of fitness and support, and that's your Sleep Number, and you can call that dual adjustability. This personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number bed air chamber design. It's really a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort just isn't for couples. Even if you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number will mean a more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. Your body does so many things overnight when you sleep. It heals, you lose weight. My Sleep Number used to be 80, and I'm down and out about 75, and it's probably going to continue to keep going down as I lose weight. And I just get the best sleep. I mean, I was like, had the best sleep last night. The Sleep Number bed is backed by a good housekeeping seal. It comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial, so you can try it at home. Now through Valentine's Day on February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008. And on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, you get a free, luxurious, dual-weight comforter with purchase of selected bed sets. That's a $250 value. Get to the Select Comfort store nearest you. There are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High 51 under partly cloudy sky. It's going to be a good morning. Lawrence O'Donnell is coming up at 10 o'clock, I believe, for Al Franken. And check this out. A guy called us up and gave us this information. The Chevy Volt will be out, hopefully, in 2009 and will retail, probably not with added extras and all of that stuff in preparation, but the price they're looking at is about $25,000. Now, this is for the Volt, which is an electric automobile. don't know about you, but I'm excited. You know, I wish we could get somebody from GM on the show to talk about this car. We're going to try to get somebody on to talk about the Volt. Because I'm convinced that this is the wave of the future. Let's go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, I drive a concept car. It conceptualizes whether it wants to start or not.
There you go. Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, anyway, I'm calling about old Ted Haggard. I was so relieved to hear that he's straight again. And I thought, well, you know, maybe he needs to prove to the public somehow. And you know how you watch the Science Channel and they show you all those brain scans and how they can depict different sections of the brain lighting up. And I thought, well, maybe what they ought to do is put him under a CAT scan and play him some mixed porn and see what starts firing.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea. But do you listen, Pierre, do you really buy the idea? He could be bisexual, but do you buy the idea that all of a sudden he goes to the desert, he gets counseling from, like, these four pastors or whatever, and then he's straight?
Oh, yeah, I really believe that. Yeah, no, I don't think so. And it's funny because, you know, they have the abstinence-only programs for kids now. And I just watched a show the other night about late-in-life lesbians. And some of these women had been married and have, like, four or five kids, that sort of thing, and said that, you know, they never really enjoyed sex all that much. And I thought, well, what about these abstinence-only kids? You know, the guys and the girls, how do they know what they really want?
Because their sexuality is there. I mean, they know what it is. It's whether they're willing to admit it. And
they're not even getting a chance to explore it, you know. That's the sad part, I think. And, I mean, you know, we're hearing now that how they get married, that their marriages last about 2 years, time that the passion finally runs off, and then they're divorced, you know. So, I think it's just kind of a silly thing. And, you know, and it's tragic for everyone involved, because if you find out that, gee, I've been with someone that, you know, likes the opposite sex all this time, you know, whether you feel like it's your fault or not, it's just, it's sad that we all have to live lies if it comes down to that, you know. So
I can't imagine what that would be like. I can't imagine what that would be like getting up every day and not being able to be open about who you are and what you are.
Yeah, I can't either. And that was what these women were saying. The hardest part, they were very happy, but the hardest part was they couldn't go out and do normal things because people look at you. You know, you can't go to the zoo and hold hands or, you know, sit in a coffee shop and smooch or, you know, that sort of thing. And that was what they had the hardest problem with. The rest of it, they didn't care. But that was the way society looked at them. And I thought, well, there you go. Until we get over this stuff and figure out that it's not just something that we learn nurture. It's a nature thing for most of them. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. The closest I've ever come to having to go through that was my last job, where I mouthed conservative platitudes on the air because I was making a great deal of money. But, see, even that didn't last. And eventually, I broke down and couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, and besides that, you know what? You're a liberal at heart, and so you're monogamous, you know? And that just doesn't work for those Republicans.
Yeah, you're right about that. It just doesn't work. Pierre, I love you. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
I've never flirted with the gay side of politics.
No, that's putting gays in a pejorative point of view. Shame on you.
I was trying to think of a different way to phrase it. The abnormal side of politics, the right wing.
I don't know. A guy sent me an email yesterday and said, well, you're being too easy on Rush Limbaugh's listeners. You're being too easy on conservatives. But I've met lots of conservatives who are okay people.
Yeah.
They're nice people. They just, and a lot of them don't like George W. Bush, but I mean, they just see things differently, and that's okay because we got to have that.
Yeah.
It's when they get nasty and get crazy, like Limbaugh and the people, you know, on the other radio stations, that gets to be too much. All right, Lawrence O'Donnell is next. This tragedy will be fully inflated.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-